Heroes and WGCM. Let's go!
Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. With all the charms of a woman, you've kept the secret of your youth. You led me to believe you're old enough to give me love, and now it hurts to know the truth. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. Beneath your perfume and makeup, you're just a baby in disguise. And though you so hurry home, I'm sure she wonders where you are. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind, 'cause I'm afraid we'll go too far. Oh,
it's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while and just smile. Just taking some clean, fresh air for me.
No sense in staying inside.
If the weather's fine and you got the time, it's your chance to wake up and plan another brand new day. You couldn't keep me down. It just ain't no good if the sun shines and you're still inside.
Sunshine caresses each new waking hour.
Seems to me that people keep seeing more and more each day.
Gotta say,
lead the way.
It's okay.
Gotta say, it's okay.
All right.
Lead the way.
Oh.
Oh.
the bump and the bump shabomp. We did. Cruise and WGCM.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike. And the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
The set at the 2-2. And Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at Double-A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. On a Saturday night from Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi, it is game five of a six-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves as the Shuckers go for their second road series win of the season, taking three of the first four. Thomas and Zarella joined alongside Garrett Green momentarily. Welcome inside the Shuckers pregame show again from the home of the Atlanta Braves AA affiliate, in which they're honoring the World Series champion Braves tonight, with the first 1,000 fans receiving memorabilia rings that are pretty darn close to what the actual World Series rings do look like. So the first 1,000 fans receiving those. But the Shuckers have some celebrating their own so far, because again, they have taken three of the first four games. Took yesterday on a Friday night, 7-2 Shuckers winners. Harold Chirino picked up his third win of the season. Noah Zavalas' second save, and it was a strong pitching that willed the Shuckers to victory, but also a big four-run top of the ninth inning, in which the Shuckers, well, they got the bats going in that frame. Three hits, including two extra base hits. Andrew Monastery a double, but it was a two RBI Tristan Lutz single and a Thomas Dillard two RBI triple here. That would end up being the four-run difference in the contest, as there's just too much for the Braves. But going back to earlier in that ball game, Biloxi came out roaring again, a run each of the first two innings. Andrew Monasterio, solo home run in the first. His eighth home run of the season, his fourth home run that has come in the first inning. Then it was a Terrence Dawson, an RBI single in the second, made it 2-0 Shuckers. He drew Lugbauer, a two-run blast at the bottom of the fourth inning, tied the game at two. And then at the top of the fifth inning, after a leadoff walk to Garrett Whitley, he stole second and third. Whitley finished with three stolen bases in the contest. He did walk a pair of times as well. He'd come in to score two batters later on a Cam Devaney sacrifice fly. They mentioned the four-run. Caps off two to Noah Zavalas, the right-hander. Four scoreless innings, struck out four, allowed three hits, and walked one. So Carlos Luna started the game. Harold Chirino pitched a scoreless fifth, and then Zavalas comes in for the final four frames. So again, a win today. The Shuckers win the series. It'll be Dylan Dodd, the southpaw for the Braves, against the highly anticipated battle here between Robert Gasser and Dodd. Gasser was one of the pieces acquired of the Josh Hader trade. Gasser right now is number 8 in MLB Pipeline in the Brewers prospects ranking, so he makes his Shuckers debut, his Brewers debut in their system, but also his Double-A debut. So Gasser against Dodd here tonight. We'll get to the rest of our lives next on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve-level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit theLuxyShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465. And we're gonna let it burn, burn, burn.
And welcome back to Trustmark Park, the home of the Mississippi Braves on this Saturday evening in the early days of August. Game number 99 of the 2022 Southern League season for the Biloxi Shuckers. It's time now for the start of laps for both sides as we start with the visitors, the Shuckers, 49-49 on the season, in which they're looking to move above the 500 mark. Here is their starting nine, center fielder Corey Ray batting leadoff, followed by the shortstop, Andrew Monasterio. Right fielder Garrett Whitley bats third. The designated hitter, Tristan Lutz, batting cleanup. Right-hand hitting third baseman Cam Devaney will bat fifth. The switch-hitting first baseman of Ole Miss, Thomas Dillard, bats sixth. The catcher, Brent Diaz, in the seventh spot. Switching second baseman, Jason Koka, bats eighth. And Terrence Dawson, batting ninth, playing left field. It is the exact same starting lineup yesterday for the Shuckers, which obviously resulted in a win. So Mike Guerrero opting, hey, let's just roll with it once again. But again, the big news again today, Robert Gasser, the left-handed pitcher who was just acquired in the Josh Hader deal, is set to make his Milwaukee Brewers minor league debut, his Shuckers debut, and his double-A debut. He's pitching in high-A Fort Wayne and the Tin Caps in the Midwest League, same league that the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers are in. The Brewers high. The left-handed pitcher, Dylan Dodd, another top 30 prospect in the Braves system. He is number 19. And Braves coming in today, 47-53 record in the South Division. Standings of the Southern League. Center fielder Cody Milligan bats leadoff once again, as he's done in the entirety of this series. Designator Jalen Miller had the day off yesterday, back in the starting nine today for Bruce Krabs Ball Club. The Atlanta Braves' number one prospect, shortstop Vaughn Grissom, in the three spot. Left fielder Justin Henry Molloy batting cleanup, former Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket. Followed by the power-hitting first baseman out of Michigan, Drew Luckbauer, his 40th career M Braves home run yesterday. Again, a two-run blast in the fifth inning, or the fourth inning, which Luckbauer, again, at the M Braves all-time home run leader. Landon Stevens, right fielder today. He was a DH yesterday, made his double-A debut with the M Braves. He went hitless, so still searching for that first double-A hit. Third baseman Ryan Delgado bats seventh. The catcher is going to be Hendrick Clementina tonight in the eighth spot. And the left-handed hitting second baseman Jordan Cowan rounds out the starting nine. And Dylan Dodd making his fourth start in double-A, 0-1 record with a 4.91 ERA on the season. When we come back here on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, we'll take a look at some of the scores around the Southern League scoreboard, standings, and our picks to click. All that's next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery, an individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Went in to a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed.
And welcome back to Pearl, Mississippi. Game 5 of the 6-game series on a Saturday night. Sutherland in the early days of August. Thomas and Zarelli, Garrett Green. It's time now for our picks to click in tonight's contest. And Garrett, we'll start over you. Who is your pick to click tonight?
You know, I haven't done this enough this season, but I'm going to go with the left-hander Robert Gasser as my pick to click tonight. I'm interested to see what he does on the mound for the first time. This is a Shuckers pitching staff that's got a lot of positive momentum. Nick Childs, as well as Michael O'Neill, have really gotten this pitching staff rolling over the last couple of weeks. And I think Gasser is going to step right in and be comfortable. This isn't a he got traded up into Mississippi and bang, he's right onto the mound like you'll see sometimes right after the trade deadline or a promotion. This is a guy who has had time to get here, get settled in, learn the organizational philosophy a little bit, probably throw a side as well and figure out what he's going to do. So I've got Robert Gasser as my pick to click tonight.
Oh, I do like it. And the pitching staff, you said, it's been really working well. And he's going to have a tough matchup against Dylan Dodd, who's been pretty darn good on his own. You know, somebody, again, who's another top 30 prospect in this loaded M-Braves front-end pitching staff. Today, I think I'm going to go with Thomas Dillard. He had a double and a triple yesterday, just 3 hits in the series so far. All 3 have been extra base hits, though, a double and a triple yesterday. He had the home run earlier in this series and playing in front of a lot of family and friends today. I think Dillard, just like he did that, well, remember that last Friday against their last series when it was Ole Miss and I had the trophy in the ballpark? You know, Thomas, that'll extra something to play for today, and I think he's going to come out with a loud bang. He's also just 1 home run shy of hitting double figures, so I think today might see an opportunity for him to do so. A little bit tougher in this ballpark, but again, we've kind of seen it where he could hit here. So
I definitely think that that's a good pick for your pick to click tonight. We mentioned the fact, and we'll talk about it a little bit during the broadcast, Dillard unfortunately lost his title as the walks leader in the Southern League, but I think he'll take the trade for not drawing a walk last night, for having a pair of extra base hits, a double and a triple, 2 RBIs, and a run scored. I think he'd rather have that than a couple of walks any night. And as we've mentioned before, this is the ballpark where he won a state championship when he was with Oxford High School. Plenty of family are in town today. And since it's a Saturday, definitely more people are going to be able to make it down either from Oxford or in this area. We heard a pretty large cheering contingency last night. Anytime that he did something, I'd expect more of the same tonight.
Again, that would be in the 6th spot. First baseman out of Ole Miss. The Shuckers right now 3 games back from first place Embrace. As the Embrace take the field here at Trustmark Park. So the Embrace are holding playing to try to keep their first place positioning. Tied with the Montgomery Biscuits, 18-13, both the Biscuits and the Embrace. Shuckers and Pensacola tied for third, three games back. Again, the Embrace, as I said, have taken the field here at Trustmark Park. Shuckers come out in their Biloxi Dodge uniforms from the first base dugout. We'll have first pitch on the side, but first national anthem as you pause 10 seconds before we go that way. For Station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, sippy sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Play ball.
Play ball. It's time for the future Brewer Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi, it is game number 5 in a 6-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. A very pleasant good evening, everybody. Glad you're with us on this Saturday night. Alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight and even 500 on the season, 49-49 overall. They're 15-16 in the Southern League second half, which puts them 3 games back of the Mississippi Braves, who were 18-13 and 47-53 overall. One more time, here's the starting lineup for the Shuckers this evening. Leading off is the center fielder Corey Ray. Andrew Monasterio on a 5-game hitting streak follows him at short, and Garrett Whitley in right bats third. The cleanup man is the designated hitter Tristan Lutz, Cam Devaney at third, Thomas Dillard at first base, Brent Diaz behind the dish today, Jason Koka is at second, and rounding it all out is the left fielder Terrence Dostin. They go opposite the southpaw, Dylan Dodd, who's making his fourth appearance with the Embraves, 0-1 this year with a 4.91 ERA, and the Biloxi Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager Mike Guerrero. Shuckers in their Biloxi Dodgers uniforms tonight, blue jerseys with Biloxi and gold script lettering across the chest, gold numbers on the back, and they have on the gray pants and the blue caps. Embraves are in their home white jerseys today, as Dodd stares in, lefty-lefty matchup, and the first offer to Corey Ray is swung on and missed. We're off and running at 6.08 p.m. in Pearl. Left-hander Dodd peers in, and the 0-1 to Ray. And Corey, another swing and a miss on a high fastball, and it's quickly 0-2. Dodd, the 6'2", 210-pound left-hander, 24 years old. The 0-2, and Ray swings and misses on an elevated fastball, and Dylan Dodd gets things going tonight with a strikeout.
Well, let's meet the Mississippi Braves defense tonight. Start on the outfield, left to right. Justin Hebner-Malloy in left. Cody Milligan in center. Landon Stevens in right. on the infield diamond. Ryan Delgado's at the hot corner. And third, Vaughn Grissom, Jordan Cowan playing up the middle. Drew Linebauer manning first base, and Hendrick Clementina's doing the catching.
First offer to Monasterio, and a fastball is pumped in for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, yet again, we had rain right when the Shuckers were going to take batting practice today. The 0-1. And Monasterio takes a backdoor slider for a strike, and the count is 0-2. Heavy rain showers that rolled through at about 4 o'clock this afternoon. The kick and the 0-2, and Monasterio strikes out swinging. Six pitches, six strikes, two strikeouts for Dylan Dodd. And with two gone, Garrett Whitley will be the batter. Even with that, though, it's taken some of the heat out of the air. 79 degrees at first pitch, partly cloudy here in Pearl. It feels like it is 84 outside. That is great weather for August 6th. So back-to-back strikeouts for Dodd. Two gone here in a scoreless top of the first. On the first pitch to Garrett Whitley is a fastball in there for a strike. 0-1. Well, Dodd mixes in three pitches, a fastball, a curveball, a changeup, and a slider. 0-1. And that is low and inside around the back foot for ball one. And there goes the shot for Dodd at an immaculate inning as he has now thrown a ball. The 1-1 offer. And Whitley takes a slider outer edge for a strike, and it is 1-2. Dodd is his plus pitch that led him being drafted in the third round of 2021 by the Braves. 1-2 with a fastball, barely tipped a little bit, but Dodd strikes out the side on 10 pitches in the first inning, 9 of them strikes. That sends us on to the home half of the first. It's the Shuckers nothing. And the Braves coming to bat next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the first inning, the Shuckers strike out in the top of the first inning, all three in order. So here is the lineup that the southpaw Robert Gasser will look to hold in check today for Mississippi. Leading off is the center fielder Cody Milligan. Jalen Miller is the designated hitter to bat second, and Vaughn Grissom is the shortstop batting third. In the cleanup spot is the left fielder Justin Henry Malloy, Drew Lugbauer at first, Landon Stevens out in right field today, the third baseman Riley Delgado Clementina the catcher, and rounding it all out, the second baseman Jordan Cowan. They go opposite the left-hander Robert Gasser, who's making his Double-A debut tonight, as well as his debut in the Brewers organization. Lefty-lefty matchup to start, and the first offer to Milligan is a fastball a little outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Gasser, 6'1", 185 pounds. Strides home with the 1-0. This is fouled back. And the count is one ball and one strike to Milligan. Gasser was acquired back on Monday as part of the trade with San Diego that sent Josh Hader to the Padres and brought back four players. The kick and the 1-1 offer. And a breaking ball gets off the handle of the bat, and it's a foul ball. So the count is now 1-2. Left-hander has changed his arsenal since he was taken 71st overall by the Padres in 2021 out of Houston. He throws a fastball, both a four-seam and a two-seam, a changeup, a slider, and he's also mixed in a cutter. in a favorable count, 1-2. And the pitch on the way. And that is on the outside edge, and Robert Gasser strikes out the first batter that he faces in Double A with a slider right on the outside edge.
Now just a nasty pitch to Milligan. Well, let's meet the Shuckers defense behind Gasser tonight. Start on the outfield left to right, Terrence Dawson, Corey Ray, and Garrett Whitley. On the infield, Canavini is at third. Andrew Monastero, Jason Kolka off the middle. Thomas Dillard at first, and Brent Diaz is doing the catching.
First offer to Jalen Miller, and Gasser misses outside with a fastball at 92. It is one ball and no strikes to Miller. Gasser nods in agreement with Diaz. On the southpaw, his 1-0. And a fastball is fouled back, 94 on the radar gun. And the count is 1-1. Well, Gasser comes at you from a lower delivery angle with the left hand. Does have a big full windup that we're seeing here the first time we've seen him. Up towards his chest after it's at his face. And after a hesitation, brings home the 1-1. And a cutter is just a little outside. And the count is 2 balls and 1 strike to Miller. Left-hander this year when he was with Fort Wayne. That's high A in the Midwest League. 4-9 with a 4.18 ERA. 2-1 and a slider ripped over and missed for a strike. It is 2-2. This season with Fort Wayne in 90 and a third innings, 42 earned runs, 28 walks, and 115 strikeouts. 2-2 and a slider just downstairs. And the count has run full to Jalen Miller. One gone in a scoreless game here on the bottom of the first inning between the Shuckers and the M-Braves. Gasser, the payoff pitch home. And a fastball is fought off by Miller. So the count will stay at 3 balls and 2 strikes. For Gasser, when he was in the Midwest League, at the time that he was traded, he was third in the league in strikeouts with 115. The two players that he was behind, Justin Jarvis and Anton Kelly, who were both pitching for Wisconsin. 3-2. And a fastball is upstairs. So a strikeout and now a walk. Runner on with one gone, and Vaughn Grissom, the number one prospect in the Braves organization, coming to bat. Gasser, at the time of his promotion, was also fourth in innings pitched, tied for fifth in game starting, and he had the seventh best ERA in the Midwest League among starters that qualified. The man on first with one gone, and the first offer to Grissom. And a slider is lifted out into right field. Whitley wheeling around on it. He'll settle to the other end of the rainbow and haul it in. Out towards the right field gap. And Grissom is retired on one pitch. Two gone, and now it'll be Justin Henry Molloy, the left fielder.
It just shows you how much talent and pitch. You know, boatload of it. You think of the Cubs having a team down there with what they've been doing lately in terms of acquiring all this talent, the lower level, the minors.
First offer on the way is a fastball right at the letters to Molloy for a strike, 0-1. Well, you're exactly right. South Bend is a very good team this year, both from an offensive perspective as well as the pitching that they've gotten, specifically the trade deadline last year for the Cubs. Runner goes and a throw to first. Now Dillard has to wind up and throw to second, and the tag is there by Kolka. And so Miller is picked off, and Robert Gasser allows a walk but faces just three in his first inning with the Biloxi Shuckers, and it sends us the second scoreless between Biloxi and Mississippi, and Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs. Russell,
Russell, Russell. Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential, it's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove specializes in contractor's equipment. If you're working on a job and need a specific power tool, Milner can make your job easier. Milner even carries mini excavators, trenchers, light towers, compressors, pumps, and lifts. And that doesn't even scratch the surface on all the equipment Milner has to help contractors get the job done right and on time. Go by and see them today on Dito Road. Save time and money and get the job done right the first time.
Tristan Lutz leads things off for Biloxi here in the bottom or the top of the second inning. Then he takes a backdoor slider for a ball. It is 1-0 to Lutz. Left-hander Dodd fires home, and Lutz skips this one on four hard hops out to Cowan, who had to take one step to his right, and he scoops and fires as Lutz is retired. First Shuckers batter that has put the ball in play, one gone in Cam Devaney, the hitter. So scoreless between the Shuckers and the M-Braves in a matchup of top 20 prospects in their respective systems. Robert Gasser now rated as the number 8 prospect in the Brewers system, whereas Dodd, who deals home the first one, swung on a miss by Devaney, is now rated as the number 19 prospect in the Braves organization. The set and the 0-1 offer. And Devaney hits this out into left center field. Long run back from Malloy, and he is at the wall, and it one hops off the wall. Devaney around first, and he will glide into second with his 22nd double of the year. The Shuckers have a man in scoring position. Who else but Cam Devaney? Again, Devaney hits that ball at MGM Park. It might be flying over the left field wall, but it is a very large ballpark here at Trustmark Park. It is built with the same dimensions as the old Turner Field. So now with the man at second and one gone, it's Thomas Dillard. The first offer is way upstairs for a ball. It is 1-0. Dimensions here with this ballpark, it's 335 down the left field line. It's a 10-foot high wall pretty much the entire way around, and it's 402 to straightaway center. And deeper to straightaway center as well than at MGM Park, as the 1-0 is a little high. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. It's two balls and no strikes to Dillard. After the fence passes the Shuckers' bullpen, which is in the right field gap, the fence jumps up to where it is then a 14 feet high out there. 2-0, and Dillard skies this one foul on the right side, and the count is 2-1. And it is 332 down the right field line. Plenty of foul territory behind home plate. And then as you move down the lines, the fence angles into the field of play and creates a very small amount of foul territory. As a 2-1 fastball is high and away, and it's three balls and one strike to Thomas Dillard, who was one walk away from tying Brett Phillips for the most walks in a single season in Shuckers history. Dodd readies, and the southpaw is 3-1, and Dillard, not thinking walk, he was thinking homer, as he swings through a high fastball, and the count has run full. Dillard, two extra base hits in the game last night, a double and a run scored, and a two RBI triple in the ninth. One gone and a man on second, and the 3-2. And Dillard takes high and outside. It's ball four, and there it is. The 67th walk of the year for Dillard, and he has tied Brett Phillips for the most walks in a single season in Shuckers franchise history. So two men on and just one gone, and it brings up the catcher, Brent Diaz.
I think it's ironic enough today, too. Brett Phillips hit a home run, but now for the Tampa Bay Rays, his new club, the Baltimore Orioles.
Brent, one of the all-timers to play for Biloxi. As the first offer to Brent Diaz is a called strike on the inner edge, it's 0-1. Let's go ahead and meet our three-man umpiring crew today. Raul Moreno is calling the balls and strikes. Our crew chief James Jean is at third, and Macon Hammond is at first base. 0-1, and he has a little number. Back to the mound, scooped up by double first, is in time. You don't see it very often, but a 1-4-3 double play and a promising second inning comes to a close for the Shuckers. 1.5 in the books, no score between Biloxi and Mississippi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Home half of the second inning, no score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. Robert Gasser out for his second inning again. Right-handed hitting left fielder. First offer on the way. That's taken low and outside, a fastball, 1-0. Molloy was batting back in the bottom of the first inning when Gasser picked off Miller at first. The 1-0. And that is shot foul down the first baseline, and the count is 1-1. So Gasser, 13 pitches in the first inning, 8 of them strikes. A strikeout, a walk, and a fly out to go with that pickoff. Southpaw operates from the extreme third base side of the rubber, just barely has his foot on it. Black leather glove in front of his face, now to the belt and the 1-1. And a cutter is right at the top of the zone for a strike. And the count is 1-2 to Molloy. 20th game at Double-A for Molloy, hitting .286 in that span. The 1-2 on the way. And that misses low and outside with a fastball. And so the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molloy with 3 doubles, 2 home runs, and 11 RBIs in his short stint already with the Braves. The 2-2 from Gasser. And a slider is swung on and missed. Well, that is his put-away pitch, and he has gotten a pair of Braves with it. One gone here in the second.
Well, that has been his go-to pitch, as you said. Really able to work that slider, both backdooring it, and well, that time a little bit more sink to it. And he gets the right-handed batter, Justin Hemmer-Lloyd, to swing right over the top of it.
It's a slider that he loves to bury back foot to those right-handed hitters. He gets a lefty in Lugbauer. And the first offer is a fastball that misses outside, 1-0. Lugbauer drove in the only 2 runs of the ballgame last night for Mississippi, a 2-run homer in the fourth, his 22nd of the year. Lucetano, 1-0. And that is hit high in the air, deep left center field. Ray is tracking it. Dawson is tracking it. Dawson at the wall. He leaps up, and he brings it in at the wall. Terrence tight up against the wall, brings it back from Lugbauer.
Now Dawson missed his jump as well. He caught it on the downswing of it, so that's made it look a little bit awkward out there. But Dawson, you know, him and Ray having to cover a lot of ground down here. We talk about how this ballpark plays so much, and you know, when you've got a quick and agile outfielders like the Shuckers have had the entire season, it helps.
First offer to Landon Stevens is a fastball outside, check swing. And they'll appeal to first, and Macon Hammond, our first base umpire, says Stevens held up. It is 1 ball and no strikes. Scoreless between the Shuckers and the M-Braves with two gone here in the bottom of the second. The 1-0. And a fastball right at the knees for a strike. And the count is now 1-1 to Stevens. Second game at Double A for the right fielder Stevens as the 1-1 offer from Gasser is hit up the middle, long range over and past the dive of Monasterio out into center field. Now it's the first Double A hit for Stevens and the first hit of the ball game for the M-Braves. So the two-out single up the middle, and it brings up the third baseman, Riley Delgado. So the solid contact up the middle in a 1-1 count by Stevens, who again didn't have the highest batting average when he was with Romy at 224, but he did have 70 RBIs to lead that lead. First offer on the way to Delgado, and that is shot the opposite way down towards the tarp and foul down the first baseline for strike one. Delgado, a contact hitter, about a 285 this year in 78 games with the M-Braves. This is game number 101 for Mississippi. It is their 50th home game. Gasser the 0-1. And this one's hit right back over our heads. And the count is no balls and two strikes. Already game number 99 of the season for Biloxi. Remember, we lost a couple of games back, but it is road game number 50 for the Shuckers. And time is called as a ball has come off of the berm and out into shallow left field. And Dawson will retrieve it and flip it into the bullpen that houses the M-Braves out in left field. Pretty much no wind in the ballpark tonight as our eyes are drawn out to the flags that way. Gasser, two gone, a man on first, the 0-2. And a back foot slider, Delgado doesn't offer. A count of ball and two strikes to the third baseman. Shuckers really trying to turn around their road record in the second half. Biloxi this season, 18-31 on the road. So going 3-1 in this series, they were 15-30 heading into this series. And an opportunity to win a road series for the second time this year. 1-2, and that's again fouled off by Delgado. Of course, the Shuckers did sweep that three-game set against Pensacola at the beginning of the year. The only other series they won was a road trip to Chattanooga back in the middle of June. But off to a great start here, swept the doubleheader back on Wednesday night. Did lose on Thursday, but then got a 7-2 win yesterday. Gasser's 1-2. And a slider is golfed in the air, left field. Dawson coming on, gets to his spot, reaches up, and makes the catch. And so Gasser, a single with two outs, but a strikeout and a couple of flyouts in a scoreless bottom of the second. And sends us on to the third inning here at Trustmark Park. No score between the Shuckers and the M-Braves. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Over town, stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get.
start of the third inning. No score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. It'll be 8-9-1, Coca, Dawson, and Ray due up. Left-hander Dylan Dodd back out for this third inning. And to take you through the next couple, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. The southpaw Dylan Dodd has matched Robert Gasser so far. Dodd, 22 pitches, 16 strikes is his first pitch home in the top of the third. His foul back behind our heads, out of play for strike one. Well, Dodd just needed 10 pitches, was one ball away from a miraculous or immaculate inning. A miraculous task to do in the top of the first as the 0-1 is slapped foul down the right field side. Strike two to the switch hitting second baseman for the Shuckers. Now Devaney did record the Shuckers' first base hit last inning, a double. As the 0-2 and Coca bounces it just past Dodd. Second baseman Cowan slides to his right and throws to first in the third. Well, that is Dodd's really MO, is his control. Being able to throw strikes, that's one theme that he's done so far now, his fourth start in Double A at the Embrays, but high in Rome this year as well. His first pitch, fastball 92 on the outside corner, called strike to the dial hitter and left fielder Terrence Dawson. The 0-1 from Dodd is in the dirt, bounces off of Clementina's gear towards the first base dugout, and the count evens 1-1. Looking at the numbers from Dodd and his, you know, strike percentage, as 1-1 Dawson lifts foul down the third base side for strike two. Right around 66.5% through his first three starts and his 16 starts this season in High A Rome. It was just under 69%. So pretty good numbers for Dodd. As he comes 0-1-2, and Dawson swings and misses. And a breaking ball down and in for strike three. Dodd's fourth strikeout, first time through the order. Two up, two down here in the third. So still no score between the Embrys and the Biloxi Shuckers. Nobody on, two gone. As a lineup card flips back over to the center fielder, Corey Ray. Struck out on three pitches in the first inning. As Dodd comes home and Ray smacks it deep down the right field line, but yanked it foul. As it ricochets out of some empty seats and pops back into right field, it is strike one.
Almost looked like he threw him a high changeup there.
And just left a little bit out over the plate a little bit, and Ray was just down in front of it. And the 0-1 as Ray goes lunging, pops it up third base side. Delgado onto the track in front of the stands, makes the catch up against the netting. And so Ray's retired. Pop out to Delgado at third, and top of the third inning. After 2.5, we're still scoreless between the Shuckers and the Embrays on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com. We'll be right back.
And welcome back to Trustmark Park in the bottom of the third inning. The Mississippi Braves and the Biloxi Shuckers are still scoreless in this one. 8-9-1 due up as Hendrick Clementino, the catcher, will kick things off for the Braves. Is a little bit over the time for the on-field event, so still winning a few extra second here or so. As Gasser will take a strut around the backs. Gasser so far for the Shuckers in his Biloxi and Brewers organization debut. Scoreless two innings so far. It's currently at 28 pitches, 19 strikes, two strikeouts. Struck out his first battery phase in Cody Milligan, who is due up in this inning. As the powerful Clementina from the right side steps in and waves through a fastball at 92 for strike one. A walk in the first inning, which then Gasser picked him off. A single by Stevens. That's been it so far against him in the first two innings. Southpaw Gasser wheels and deals the 0-1. As a big bending slider misses down and inside to Clementina for ball one. Gasser is talked about, acquired in the Josh Hader trade earlier this week. Was drafted 71st overall by the San Diego Padres. As a cutter down and in, and some tumbling movement to it, and Clementina swings over the top of for strike two. Out of the University of Houston, 1-2. And Clementina takes a fastball high and in, 2-2. Cougar is in the American Athletic Conference, the AAC, and when she was the first team all player there in 2021. 2-2, breaking ball in the dirt, swing and a miss for strike three. As Diaz applies a tag, and Gasser has his third strikeout. First out in the third inning. So one out, nobody on, no score. Bottom of the third inning, and the second baseman, Jordan Cowan, one of the few lefties still in the lineup today. Kicks around some dirt on the left side as he settles in. Well, Reggie started his career in University of New Mexico for the Lobos. Went out to JUCO in California and found his way to Houston. As Cowan rips and misses at a fastball for a strike one. His first season at Houston made just four appearances. And what he made his debut against Tennessee and the Volunteers. And the 0-1 is a fastball just off the plate. For the lefty batter for ball one. Well, the big news, you know, Gary talked about it yesterday. We're kind of talking about not looking too far forward, but a few days from now when Rocket City comes to town, the Angels' double-A affiliate, and the 1-1 is a cutter swung and a miss for strike two. Well, Ben Joyce, the hard-throwing right-hander out of Tennessee as well. He's just promoted to double-A. As Gasser looking for back-to-back strikeouts in this third inning. The 1-2 home is a fastball that sails high above the letters at 94, 2-2. Cowan 4-for-9 in the series, an RBI and three walks. Membranes in their home white uniforms today. Cowan an open stance on the left side, and the 2-2 is fouled back to the screen.
And, you know, there are just SEC connections all over that Trash Pandas team that is coming to town. Right now, it looks like the way it'll line up, the right-hander Landon Marceau, who went to LSU, who was just added. He's making his double-A debut tonight, so he's likely lined up to pitch on Friday.
2-2, and a slider. Cowan pulls on the right field line. It just hooks foul. About a foot from the white line. The count stays.
You know, that'll line up nicely for all the Mississippi State fans that are going to be in the crowd that night.
You think we're at Alex Box Stadium or more than likely Duty Noble Field.
Yeah. Hostile environment.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Well, Jake Slaughter, former LSU Tiger, is the Smokies this season. Saw him at MGM Park. And the 2-2 to Cowan as a slider rolled over up the first baseline. Just kicks foul. As the former Ole Miss in line to make the play. As he flings it back in towards the stands for a fan.
Obviously, plenty of SEC players able to play in their backyard. A lot of the guys that grew up in Louisiana, Mississippi, stay home to play college baseball. That's their dream. And a 2-2 from Gasser. A slider on the inside corner, and Gowan pounds it foul up against an inning by the tarp again. He has been peppering the right field line so far. Been a couple inside sliders that, well, that one looked a little bit more middle-middle. Tried to front door him. The count has fought off the last three pitches now. With one out, here is the 2-2. And a fastball on the outside corner is foul back. So Gasser mixing up both sides of the plate. Elevation as well. And Cowan is still sticking around. This will be the ninth pitch of the AB between these two. The 2-2 again. As the fastball up and away, 93 miles an hour, and the count's full. Cody Billingen's on deck. The Embrace top of the order. No score, bottom three. Nobody on, one out after Clementina struck out swinging. As Gasser searching for his fourth strikeout. The 3-2. As a slider blooped out into right field, and Coca goes out. The second baseman makes the catch over his left shoulder. In shallow right field as he hauls it in for the second out.
Well, that's big for Gasser right there. That's an 11-pitch at-bat in which Cowan fouled off five straight offerings. First guy he's really had to grind up against, and Cowan taken back in 2013, so a very seasoned pro to get out for Gasser.
Have in this series, his first pitch to Cody Billingen's a fastball on the outside of Black to the lefty batter for strike one. Devaney's playing it on the grass at third base, just in case, as now he backpedals behind the base. As the 0-1 is line foul, third base side up against the netting. It's 0-2. Well, Billingen was the first batter that Gasser faced in his double-A career. And, well, we mentioned it too, you know, off-air, just the fact that how good of a slider Gasser has. And the one he threw to Billingen was probably one of the best ones he's thrown. He's ahead of the lefty hitter, Billingen again, the 0-2. And a slider down and away as Billingen doesn't fish after it. That's the place to put it. He'll get some funny swings out of left-handed batters. They throw a slider that has a little bit north-south movement to it as well. And the 1-2. Trying to go out there again. This time with a cutter, 2-2. As Gasser picks up the rosin bag. Searching for a 1-2-3 inning here in the bottom of the third. From the windup, 2-2. Is right down Broadway for called strike three. And Robert Gasser, first 10 batters of the game. He struck out four of them. 1-2-3, bottom of the third inning. We're still scoreless at Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. The Shuckers and the Embrace on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. And helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Top of the fourth inning, Robert Gasser and Dylan Dunn. And they're going at each other. And the both starting pitchers today have allowed just one in through the first three innings and no runs. Still searching for our first one today. 2-3-4 in the lineup. Andrew Monasterio, Garrett Whitley, and Tristan Letts, three hitters. As shortstop Monasterio in from the right side. And the first pitch from the southpaw, Dylan Dunn, is a fastball low. Low the knees for ball one. Well, down the third round pick last year out of Southeast Missouri State. The 1-0 is a fastball in the outside corner for a called strike 1-1. Been good so far. His second home start, his fourth double-A start with the Embrace as the 1-1. This is downstairs 2-1 to Monasterio. Struck out his first time on three pitches in the first inning. Dodd works quickly, the 2-1, and a fastball runs too far inside on Monasterio as he flails the arms up in the air, 3-1. Well, Southeast Missouri State in the Ohio Valley Conference ties it high in the air, medium depth right field. Stevens, last second, moves three steps to his right. That makes the catch. So one gone, top of the fourth inning for the right fielder, Garrett Whitley. Well, Dodd was the Ohio Valley Conference Pitcher of the Year in 2021 before he was selected. He was one of the top senior arms that was available in the Major League Draft that season. And the first pitch to Whitley. This is low with the slider for ball one. Well, the Ohio Valley Conference, really known for his basketball as well. It's a fastball up in the zone. It is hacked over and missed for strike one. Conference that Belmont and Murray State have had their clamps on, two of the best mid-major programs. As the 1-1 is served down in the right center field. That drops in for a base hit. As Garrett Whitley has a Shuckers second hit today. It's a one-out single into right center. Whitley again, who didn't get on base with a hit yesterday, but worked two walks, was able to culminate both of those efforts with three stolen bases, so always a threat to steal. And Clementina was the catcher who was on base.
And for Whitley now in five games with Biloxi, the lone game he didn't get on base was game two of our doubleheader on Wednesday.
As first pitch fastball low to Tristan Lutz for ball one.
And he only got three times up in that game.
He'd get a fourth, he's probably on. I have to imagine. Good lead off of first as Dodd comes home and swings and misses. Is Lutz again a fastball on the outer half. 1-1. A little bit different now, though, with the lefty pitcher on the mound. So Whitley not as big of a lead as last night with all right-handers in. And the 1-1 is a slider in the dirt blocked by Clementina as Lutz lays off. Let's play a key part of the 7-2 win yesterday for Biloxi. Start at the ninth inning, driving home two runs on a single. Sends a high chopper up the middle and through past Chris McCowan into center field. Whitley stutter stepped around second. Throw comes into third and Whitley beats it out. Oh, a 50-50 ball. Grissom and Cowan just kind of looked at each other about who was going to get it. And both of them had a chance to make a play, and that's why Whitley, it wasn't the crisp turnaround second base like you see someone trying to go first to third on a base hit, but Whitley is able to make it in there safely at third.
And that's also what comes from such a high chopper from Lutz as well. He pounded it into the ground so hard that it was going to be a play that you had to either pick on a short hop or you were going to have to get around your cap.
First pitch to Cam Devaney is a check swing, called strike with a fastball in the outside corner.
Now, we've seen that a couple of times from opposing defenses this year, and for Cowan and Grissom, both of them were breaking for the ball, and then they stopped because the other one thought that the other guy had it.
The 0-1, and Devaney takes high inside a fastball, 94 for ball one. It looked like one of those where it was such a small window for either one of those guys to make the play, and they didn't want to run into each other. A ball that was behind the second base bag. There's a breaking ball. Devaney flies it into right field as Stevens gets his legs around, makes the catch in deep right field. Here comes Whitley home, and it's offline up the third baseline. And for the second straight day, Cam Devaney plates a run with a sacrifice fly. This time it comes in the top of the fourth inning. 1-0 Shuckers. So let's ask to hold down first base, but a sack fly now for Devaney. RBI number 46 for him on the season. So let's still at first base and Thomas Dillard batting from the right side. And first pitch home, Dillard sends it in the air, shallow right field. Stevens jogs in, on the run, makes the catch. Again in shallow right field to put away the Shuckers in the fourth inning. But Biloxi strikes for one run on two hits, a man left on base. After a Cam Devaney sacrifice fly to right field. After 3.5, Biloxi one, and the Atlanta Braves nothing here at Trustmark Park. As Biloxi, you listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. The Shuckers rated out because he paused 10 seconds for station ID.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit theLuxyShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Bottom four in Pearl, Mississippi. Shuckers now carrying a 1-0 lead for the southpaw Robert Gasser. First pitch slider, check swing by Jalen Miller. Out to second base. Coca charges, fields, and throws on to Dillard at first. One pitch, one out. As Jalen Miller is looking to extend his inning streak to 5 games. Last to another turn. Again, one pitch, one out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Again, Biloxi with 1-0 lead on the Cam Devaney sack fly, the top half of the frame. Devaney had a sack fly yesterday in the fifth. Shortstop Vaughn Grissom stands in from the right side, and a changeup misses outside for ball one. Grissom flied out to right field his first time at the plate. As Gasser stares in 1-0. And a fastball that is lined into center field, the base hit. And Grissom extends his hitting streak to 4 games on a sinking line drive. Ball off the edge of the barrel. That was actually a cutter thrown from Gasser. And so that's why Grissom was a little bit out in front of it, but still pokes it in for a hit. It's the Braves' second hit today. The only other one was a Landon Stevens 2-out single in the second. Gasser's streak of five in a row has come to an end as left fielder Justin Hammer-Molloy open stance from the right side. First pitch from Gasser. Down and away. The change up for ball one. Molloy struck out swinging his first time in the second. It's Grissom lead off of first and the 1-0. This is down and away with the cutter 2-0. Molloy making good first impressions so far in Double A. Even Grissom and Dylan Dodd all promoted on July 12th. As Molloy takes a healthy cut and a fastball up on the zone as he stumbles over home plate after swinging through it for strike one. Well, 5 for 15 in this series after his one at bat so far, Molloy's. As Gasser's sidearm fling over to first, and Grissom's back in standing. Really strong impression so far from our starting pitchers tonight, and Dylan Dodd and Gasser. And the 2-1 is line foul, first base side. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. I think it's been as advertised so far for those fans. Maybe looking forward to coming down to Trustmark Park today and catching in that pitching matchup. Gasser comes set from the belt. Long look in towards home. 2-2. And a good looking breaking ball. Just misses low. 3-2. Tried to cut her to change up multiple times on the outside corner. To Molloy in this at bat. Sometimes with success. Let's see if he goes back there. As Gasser, another throw over to first. Chest tied to Dillard. Grissom's back in standing. Kalka's playing close to the second base bag. Monastera more in towards the hole on the left side with the righty batter Molloy. 3-2, there goes Grissom, swinging a miss, first strike three. Throw down to second base on a one-hopper. But for the second time in the series, they're going to call batter's interference on Justin Hammer-Molloy. And so that's going to conclude the bottom of the fourth inning. As the Boobirds come down here at Trustmark Park, we head on to the top of the fifth inning. 1-0 Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I'm John, up at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yeah?
Guess what?
What?
I was cutting the grass.
Whoa, second time this year.
And I found a truck.
You should cut the grass more often, Sparky.
I hadn't seen this truck since last year.
I'm not a bit surprised.
She's pretty low to the ground.
That truck is on the ground, Sparky. You need to take her up to Southern Pro Truck, get your free estimate on a lift kit. She'll look as cool as beans, and you can take her off-road.
She's already off-road, Floyd.
Ah, she is, isn't she? Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Top of the fifth inning in Pearl, Mississippi. Dylan Dodd rolls out for his fifth inning of work. Shuckers the 1-0 lead over the Embrays as the bottom three men do up the order. And with that, we send it back to Garrett Green to take you through the next few frames.
All right, thank you so very much, Thomas. 1-0 Shuckers. At Garrett Whitley single. Tristan Lutz then hit a bouncer up the middle. And a sack fly by Cam Devaney delivering the run of the game. Don now at 47 pitches, 33 of them for strikes in the first offer, and Diaz hits it hard on the ground. Deep in the hole, Grissom fields him. He's retired on one pitch. With one out, it brings up Jason Koga. So this has been a great pitching matchup as advertised. As Robert Gasser, four scoreless innings, just two hits, a walk, and five Ks for the Shuckers. Meanwhile, for Dodd, he struck out the first three batters that he saw and retired the side in order in the third. But the Shuckers have had a little bit of traffic against him. As the left-hander brings a fastball to the inner half for a called strike to Koka, it is 0-1. Dodd winds and fires. And Koka lifts this into center field. Milligan charging on, and it slices back towards him as he makes a chest-high grab out of jaw. Good contact for Yason, but he lines out to center. Just caught stretching for a breaking ball on the outer half, and just like that, they're two gone here in this fifth inning.
I think Koka's kind of having some of that unfortunate luck that Cam Devaney has had at times this year. Even though Cam's having such a great season, there are a few instances like that. Hits the ball hard and in the game.
First offer to Terrence Dostin. Fastball 91, outer edge for a ball, 1-0. And I think you're exactly right. That's why Koka, when he singled in the eighth inning last night as the 1-0, and Dostin spikes it back, it's 1-1. I think that's why you saw such a big sigh of relief from him. Over at first base, he's been making good contact and hasn't been striking out a ton, but just hasn't quite gotten the ball in play as much as he'd like. 1-1 to Terrence, and that skipped foul first base side. Pass T.J. Shook. The count 1-2. 1-0 Biloxi here in the top of the fifth inning. Two gone and the base is empty. A little bit of a delay as the second baseman Cowan had to go all the way out and fetch that. Well, that feels like the right fielder's ball the entire way.
That's the unfortunate part here about Trustmark Park as well. The foul ball is just kind of no man's land.
1-2. And Terrence hits this one through on the right side. It's a base hit for Dostin. Terrence with a single. And that flips the lineup back over to Corey Ray.
Well, Dodd trying to sneak in one of those changeups down and in. And Dostin just gets down in front of it and pulls it through the hole on the right side. And that's the pitch that Dodd's going to go to. That is his best pitch on the scouting grade scale at all. The scouts have it listed as a 60, which controls 60 for him. Those are both above average.
So man on with two gone and Corey Ray the hitter. Now the first pitch in Corey fouls it straight back for a strike. It is 0-1. Last time out for Corey, he got one of those changeups on the first pitch. It was a little high, and he just hacked it down the right field line. It was just down in front of it. Don't know if it would have had home run distance if he kept it inside of the chalk, but it might have banged off the wall. The 0-1, and that's high and outside with a heater. On the count, one ball and one strike to Ray. And Corey now 4-for-11 in his return to the Shuckers, a double, a home run, and an RBI. Homered in the seventh inning a few nights ago. 1-1. And this is lifted out into shallow left center field. Milligan now turns and chases, and it's over his head. That's going to get all the way to the wall and rattle up against it. Dawson was off and moving on contact, and he will come in and score. Corey Ray pokes one of those changeups all the way out to the left field wall, and it's an RBI double to give the Shuckers a 2-0 lead.
Corey Ray now with that double hit each of his first three games back in Biloxi. And that one just continued to carry and slice away from Milligan. And so he realizes out of his reach and ends up rolling all the way to the wall, which again, I know he's sounding like a broken record, but the balls that get over outfielders' heads, they're just going to keep on running here at Trustmark Park.
I think we are just so low towards the field as well that you have no idea if it's going to be a pop-up to the shallow outfield or a deep drive if it goes the other way. So here's Monasterio, and Andrew swings through a high fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. So Dawson singles, and Ray doubles him home as the dive in another run. Monasterio 0-for-2 today, the 0-1. And that's taken at the top of the zone for a called strike. Well, Moreno thought about it for a moment before he called the strike, and it's 0-2 now. Ray with a short leadoff of second. A peek back that way by the lefty Dodd. And the 0-2. And Monasterio fights it back, foul. Rondon now sitting just a little north of 60 pitches on the day. And as Thomas said, he's a very good strike thrower. He's primarily been in the zone today. The Shuckers, the second time through the order, obviously seeing him a lot better. The 0-2. And Monasterio strikes out swinging, but the ball gets away from Clementina. It's a late break, but Monasterio is getting it to first safely. Ray moves down to third on a spike ball in the dirt that got away from Clementina. And again, ample foul territory here at Trustmark Park behind home plate, and just a netting that is anchored down behind home, so there's not any kind of backstop for the ball to bounce back off of for a hard surface. If there's enough velocity, it'll come back with some good spring, but in that case, it just rolls up, and now mid on the edges with two gone and Garrett Whitley coming to hit, and everybody's going to come out to the mound and join in on the conversation with Dylan Dodd and the pitching coach, Bo Hennig.
Oh, now too, because they're going to have a chance for Monasterio to get to second base, and you know, just need to try to anchor down and ground themselves, especially the higher levels of baseball you go. You give a team 4 or 5 outs in an inning, it's more than likely going to come back and hurt you. And that's what the Embrys are trying to focus down right now. It says, hey, let's get this last out here. You know, the ball that Milligan kind of misplayed in the outfield. Don't know if he would have still made the catch, but you know, still a chance with his speed. He could have made, you know, that end up being a double for Ray and drive.
So a strikeout wild pitch. Ray moves down to third. Monasterio at first, and he who singled his last time up. RBI chance for Garrett. And the first pitch is a curveball backdoor to the right-handed hitter for a strike. It is 0-1. And really, this is where Dodd, we're seeing him third time through the order, starting to mix in that fourth pitch, which he didn't throw a lot of the first two times through. 0-1, and a fastball is shot foul over the Shuckers dugout for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. First two outs were recorded on just three pitches for Dodd, but since then, a single by Dawson, a double by Ray, and a strikeout of Monasterio with a wild pitch. Now the 0-2 to Whitley. And that's taken down low. Buried a curveball, and Clementina brought the knees together and knocked it down. And the count is 1-2 to the catcher, to the right fielder, Whitley. Center fielder Milligan, maybe two steps towards right out in center, but pretty much straight away. Stevens is relatively shallow in right. And a pickoff throw over to first. Ray at third moves down a few more steps, as he's not really being held on right now. But the right-handed hitter, Delgado, is about 12 paces away from third. But he's not very far off the line. He's just back of it at an angle. And Grissom all the way deep at short. 1-2, and Whitley just touches a piece, but strikes out swinging on a curveball. So two strikeouts in the inning for Dodd. But the Shuckers strike for another on an RBI double by Corey Ray. And as we've hit the halfway point in this one, it's Biloxi 2 and the Embraves nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Last of the fifth inning, Shuckers with a 2-0 lead over the M Braves. Robert Gasser deals one home, and Drew Lugbauer in around the handle skips it foul up the first baseline for a strike. And that came so far in on Lugbauer that he broke his bat. Handed off to the bat boy, and he'll get a new one. It'll take just an extra second to apply some spray to it. It's a sticky spray that they have in the can. Before he heads back out with a one-strike count. So Robert Gasser, the left-hander, through four innings and one pitch. Now at 59 tosses today, 39 of them have been for strikes. Lefty-lefty matchup here against Lugbauer, who fly to deep left center field his last time up. The 0-1, and that's in high and tight with a fastball. The count is one ball and one strike to Lugbauer. Lugbauer with 22 home runs, now tied for the Southern League lead with Jackson Reitz. The 1-1, and that's fouled back. Fastball outer half, and the count is now 1-2. And Lugbauer has now hit 40 home runs in his career with the Mississippi Braves across a couple of seasons. All-time home run leader in M Braves history. The set and the 1-2, and Lugbauer thought about it, but held off on a slider sweeping away from him. And the count draws even at two balls and two strikes. Gasser, the break-even pitch, and a front-door slider misses in around the belt buckle. A really good job there. We haven't seen Gasser work. He's mostly thrown it away. And he tried to go front-door and just missed. And the count is now full to Lugbauer. Diaz sets a low target and the 3-2. And there's another slider inside. It's ball four. Second free pass issued by Gasser today. So two walks, two singles, five strikeouts. And it brings up Landon Stevens, the right fielder. Gasser strides home with the first one, and a cutter, inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. As we said, Gasser has really changed up his arsenal since he was drafted by the San Diego Padres, and he's mixed that slider and that cutter in a lot more. Set in the 0-1, and a fastball low and away. One ball and one strike. And really, more than anything with his slider, it was a change in the grip for it. Got around on it a little bit more to create more sweep as he comes at you from a lower arm angle. The 1-1. And a wave and a miss. Fastball 93 at the top of the zone. The count is 1-2 to Stevens. It looks like the right-hander Luis Contreras has started to play catch-out in Biloxi's bullpen. 1-2. And the fastball is high, and the count is two balls and two strikes. And for Gasser, he's a guy who has had plenty of length and extension. In the month of July, he crossed the 80-pitch threshold in every outing. 2-2, and a weak skipper out to short. Scoop by Monasterio. From a knee to second, from one on to first, it's a double play. 6-4-3, Gasser gets the twin killing. And there's two gone with the big...
Well, just what the doctor ordered. No Monasterio and Cuca, two experienced guys. Oh, spin it up the middle and erase that walk, and that is huge as well. We talk about leadoff walks all the time, especially with this Embraer's lineup. Just power from 1 through 9 in this order.
So two gone now as Delgado stands in from the right side. And Gassers brings it home. And the first pitch is hit a mile high in the air, left field, but playable for Dawson. He'll come over, reach up, and make the catch above his head. And it's five scoreless innings with five strikeouts in his double-A debut for Robert Gasser. That sends us on to the sixth. The Shuckers have a 2-0 lead over the Embraves on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Start of the sixth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers with a 2-0 lead over the Mississippi Braves. It'll be Lutz, Devaney, and Dillard, the three due up here in the fifth inning, as the southpaw Dylan Dodd comes back out for now for this fifth inning of work. He's at 65 pitches, 48 for strikes. First offer is low and called a strike around the knees for Lutz. It is 0-1 to Tristan. Lutz 1-for-2 today with a single up the middle, the 0-1. And a changeup misses outside. The count 1-1 to Lutz. And Tristan with that bouncing single up the middle that Grissom and Cowan went to play, and they both let it go by. As a 1-1 curveball is low and outside. 2-2 to Tristan. That set the stage for Cam Devaney, who had a sack fly to give the Shuckers a 1-0 lead in the fourth. Dodd strides home with the 1-1. And a swing and a miss on a hard-biting curveball by Lutz. And the count is 2-2. No action now in out of the Braves' bullpen is the 2-2. And Lutz sends this one the opposite way into right field. A three-hopper out into right, and the second hit of the day for Tristan Lutz as he goes the other way.
Yeah, well struck ground ball on the right side. It was a pitch on the other half. Didn't try to do too much with it, and right-handed batter, he sees that big hole. Cowan, the second baseman, playing more towards the second base bag, and he finds the hole.
So man on first with nobody gone, and Cam Devaney, the batter from the right side. First offer, and Cam reaches and misses on a fastball for his strike. It is 0-1. And by the way, in the bottom of the fifth inning, Gasser got a double play ball. A reminder that double play is brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi. Dodd, the 0-1. And a fastball popped in the air. Right field, might be foul ground. Long run in for Stevens, but a few steps and he'll make the grab for the out. One gone. And that double play brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi. Located just steps away from beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Two nothing Shuckers here in the top of the sixth inning. Lutz the man on first after his leadoff single with one out. Diller, the switch hitter, bats right. And he fouls the first one straight down. It bounces up and hits in between the numbers on his jersey. And it's 0-1 to Thomas. Dillard with a walk back in the second inning. And then he flied to right for the final out in the top of the fourth. Right-hander Luis Contreras continues to get warm for Biloxi, so it looks like the day might be over for Robert Gasser. The 0-1. That's high and away. He got one ball and one strike to Dillard. We mentioned a few times that Dillard really enjoys playing in this ballpark. He has said as much. He won a state title here with Oxford High School back in his senior year as the 1-1. He is waved over and missed. With a changeup, the count is 1-2. And coincidentally, in a game that Oxford won 10-0 over Hattiesburg, the pitcher that he hit one of his two home runs off of in that game was Joe Gray Jr., who was a sophomore that time. 1-2, and Dillard sends it foul. And the count will stay at a ball and two strikes.
Small world.
And coincidentally, Dillard, by hitting two home runs in that game, ended up being the home run king in high school baseball in his senior year, beating out former M-Brave Kyle Muller. The set down, the 1-2, and that is low and outside. The count is 2-2. The Muller right now still rated as the number two prospect in the Braves organization, as he has mostly been at AAA with Gwinnett this year, but he was a very good outfielder in high school. The 2-2 offer, and Dillard lifts this one into right field. Easy enough on for Stevens, who's now in the shade as the sun sets and makes the catch for the out. And so Dillard skies out, two gone, and Brent Diaz the mound. Just a few golden rays being cast onto the field right now, all in the outfield, and unfortunately, pretty much all of them out in the Biloxi Shuckers bullpen. Last spot that moves into the shade as the sun sets. As the first offer to Diaz is a fastball whipped in for a strike, it is 0-1.
Just got to bring your sunglasses out there.
It is going to be a warm one out there tomorrow when we get going at 2:05 p.m. for the series finale. The 0-1 to Diaz, and Brent hits it foul. And the count is 0-2. 2-0 in favor of Biloxi here in the top of the sixth inning with Tristan Lutz on first after his leadoff single and two gone. Might see some of the relievers spending some time in the dugout. Maybe the first guys who would be called upon would be in the bullpen, and then they'll move out there when needed tomorrow. Set and the 0-2, and Diaz lines this towards second, and Cowan leaps up and brings it in. Full extension by Cowan at second to rob Diaz of a hit and bring the top of the sixth inning to a close. 5.5 in the books, and the Shuckers have a 2-0 lead over the M-Braves on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this August. Get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
lasted. The sixth inning, a 2-0 Biloxi Shuckers lead, and the Shuckers will go to the bullpen here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Day is over for Robert Gasser, and the new hurler is the right-hander, Luis Contreras.
Contreras appearing in his 19th contest this season for AA Biloxi, 2-2 record, a 2.90 ERA, two holds, one save, and two opportunities, and 31 innings this season's walk 14 and struck out 39. Opponents hitting just 182 off of him this season. Don't forget, Luis did spend some time at AAA Nashville, made four appearances and tossed five innings for the Sounds.
So he'll get Hendrick Clementina to lead things off as the right-hander kicks home. And a first-pitch fastball, little low and outside at 93. It is 1-0. So the day is done for Robert Gasser, and what not only a double organization for the Southpaw. 1-0, and a breaking pitch low. Two balls and no strikes. Five innings, two hits, both singles, no runs, two walks, and five strikeouts. 69 pitches, 44 of them for strikes. He'll set down the 2-0. And Clementina hits it hard but foul down the first baseline. And the count is 2-1. And really for Gasser, we'll see what the rest of the season looks like for him here with the Shuckers. But you kind of feel like for this one, it's like that first tee shot into the beginning of a round of golf or whatever your analogy might be. You just want to get the first one out of the way in a good fashion. As the 2-1 is a slider low, and it's three balls and a strike to Clementina.
First day of school.
Yeah.
Reading the syllabus today, I guess, for Gasser.
Drove straight into the curriculum. 3-1 is hacked at and missed. Elevated fastball, and the count is 3-2.
Oh, nothing more difficult hitting that first tee shot, though. Especially with people watching around.
There are no breakfast balls in minor league baseball. Can you imagine that? You give up a home run on the first pitch of a game.
Rewind that.
3-2. Curveball hit. Foul. Third base side. We'll do it again. But imagine that. You have the opportunity. First pitch. Home run. And you say, you know what? No. Come back. Stand in the batter's box. New baseball for me. We're just going to go again.
That's the guys like Sal Frelick. He never hit a home run for us in the first batter of the game, but someone who's always first pitch hunting. George Springer comes to mind as well as someone who's always hunting for a home run his first at bat. He's got the power to do it.
3-2 pitch. And Clementina shoots this out towards the right field gap. Long run back through Whitley, and it's over his head and rolls out to the wall. Clementina content to stop at second with a double out to deep right. He's in the first for extra bases. And a man on second with nobody going for Jordan Cowan.
You know, his fans haven't had much cheer for so far in terms of offensive production. And maybe now Clementina can get the ball rolling there now that Gasser is out of the ballgame. Now Clementina going the opposite way. Hits it deep to right field, just a one-hopper off the wall. And again, maybe anybody but Clementina, that could possibly be a triple. It's kind of like Triple's Alley out there, like Oracle Park.
Ninth double of the year for Clementina, and it does bring up Cowan. Left-handed hitter, first offer, and that's low for a ball. It's 1-0. You talk about leadoff home runs. The first guy who comes to mind is Corey Ray, because back in 2018, he hit 9 leadoff home runs for Biloxi.
Wow.
And 9 of his 27 were leadoff home runs, as he was the leadoff hitter pretty much the whole year for the Shuckers. 1-0. And that's high and tight. And Brent Diaz is going to go out. And almost more impressively was that Corey hit a leadoff home run in 3 consecutive games. May 15th, 16th, and 17th. 2 in Pensacola and then 1 at home against Chattanooga. They did it against a couple of guys who were big leaguers. Vladimir Gutierrez and then Lewis Thorpe. Or Chattanooga at the time. Corey hit a couple of first pitch home runs as well. I distinctly remember one of those in Pensacola was a first pitch home run.
Well, his first home run this year was a first pitch home run, not to start a ball game, but to start an inning.
It is 9 of the 15 leadoff home runs in Shucker's history. 2-0. And this is lifted down the left field line. Chasing it is Devaney, but it'll be several rows deep and foul. And the count is now 2-1 to Cowan. Last Shucker's batter to do it, that would be David Hamilton at MGM Park against Pensacola. That was off of Zach McTuill, also had a leadoff home run last year. That was his first home run that he ever hit at AA with the Shuckers in Montgomery. Contreras, the 2-1 to Cowan. And this is popped up. Left side, foul ground. Diaz tracking it. He says he has it. And in foul ground, he reaches up, mask flung way far away, and makes the catch for the out. So Cowan fouls out, one gone. And the lineup flips back over to Cody Milligan.
Well, that's always the first thing you learn as a catcher. You lose the mask quickly, and you toss it forever. But the dangerous thing is that Contreras and Devaney are coming in. So as a catcher, you know, you're just going to toss it nonchalantly. But, you know, Contreras is right in the vicinity of the mask.
So now it's Milligan from the left side. Man on second, one gone, and the pitch. And that's hit hard on the ground, ranging over his coat, and he knocks it down, but it slithers past him into right field. Coming home is Clementina. The throw is cut off, and it'll be an RBI single for Cody Milligan. And the M-Braves are on the board. They trail it 2-1 here in the bottom of the sixth.
Well, the good and bad on that play is Konka almost comes up with it and able to put away Milligan at first. He's able to knock it down, but that's kind of the bad part on the end of it because it slows the baseball down for possibly Garrett Whitley. You know, if that ball gets through cleanly into right field, Whitley's going to have a better chance of getting Clementina at home.
Now it's Jalen Miller in the pitch. Is ripped on a miss for a strike. Hard-binding slider, 0-1. Now you're exactly right. It's a ball that, if Koka doesn't put a glove to it, Whitley scoops. And again, Clementina, not great speed, so he'd be stopping at third. Kick and the 0-1. And a fastball a little high. One ball and one strike to Miller. 2-1 in favor of the Shuckers now here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Leadoff double by Clementina. Foul out by Cowan. And an RBI single by Milligan. And Milligan a perfect 9-for-9 in stolen bases this season in 36 games with Mississippi. Contreras full-length blue sleeves on from underneath the blue jersey top. Bright red glove on his left hand. As he deals home a 1-1, and an off-speed is swung on a miss by Miller. Well, the count is now 1-2. Miller 0-for-1 today. He grounded out to second on a check swing his last time up in the fourth, and he walked in the first, but he was picked off trying to steal second. And Contreras is going to call time and cycle back through the signs. Contreras dangles the right arm down, ball in hand as he does. And now brings his glove belly button high, and a 1-1 is mashed into center field. Ray scoops quickly in shallow center, but a single right back up the middle by Miller. It's the third hit of the inning for the M-Braves. The tying run is in scoring position for the shortstop Vaughn Grissom.
And just standing in breaking ball top of the zone, and Miller sends it back where it came from up the middle. Caught enough barrel to it and is able to leave the infield. They got a little bit more on top of it, so that's why it kind of hit on the edge of the infield dirt and grass. Was it a clean line drive out to the outfield?
So men on first and second and one gone, and Vaughn Grissom the hitter. Bend to the knees in the right-handed batter's box. And Contreras brings it home. And a first pitch breaking ball in the dirt, 1-0. Grissom 1-for-2 today, singled his last time up in the fourth, was called out on batter's interference when he was trying to steal second. The second time he's been denied a stolen base in the last 2 days by his teammate Justin Henry Malloy. Kick and the 1-0. And that's inside with the fastball at 91. Two balls and no strikes to Grissom. Shortstop now 4-for-18 in this series. Shuckers have held him down for the most part. But a big spot here. Contreras, the 2-0. And this is hit the opposite way, but right to the second baseman, leaping up. It's Coca. And not as high of a leap as Jordan Cowan gave for the final out in the top of this inning. But still an impressive jump, shaded the right way by the second baseman. And it's a big second out on the line drive.
I mean, just how crazy and ironic is that? We had the line drive the top half of this inning by Brent Diaz and Coca. You know, that would have been one heck of a way to end the inning if they were to double up one of the two runners on the bases.
The right-handed hitter was playing off of first. First offer to Malloy, and around his hands as he bends back, it is ball one. It looks like the right-hander Nash Walters has gotten up for Biloxi out of their bullpen. In the event they need him instead of Contreras here in this frame. And Luis now up to 20 pitches, 11 of them for strikes. The right-hander, the 1-0, and a wave and a miss at a fastball at the top of the zone. It is 1-1. Malloy 0-for-2 today with a couple of strikeouts. Went down swinging on a slider in the second and a fastball in the fourth. Two of the five Ks for the lefty Robert Gasser today. Runners on first and second and two gone and the 1-1. And a sword through on a hard biting slider. Malloy finished that one with the bat pointing out towards left field. He was completely fooled. But Contreras goes to here. Tying run at second and Milligan. And the 1-2 is high and tight, a check swing. As Malloy is able to hold off. The count draws even at 2-2. Shuckers hanging on to a one-run lead in the bottom of the sixth. Contreras trying to preserve that advantage. And the 2-2 pitch is fouled straight back. Came at him with a fastball at the top of the zone. Walters continuing to get loose with authority out there, so this might be the last batter for Contreras.
With that pitch count climbing up as well, I think it might have to be. Sitting right around 25 pitches in this half inning.
Another 2-2 to Malloy. And a breaking ball is fouled off to the right side. Well, you also consider that Walters, with no lefties in the bullpen, he is a candid specialist this year. Think back at the series against Montgomery last week when we were at home. He was called on multiple times to get Jordan Kassar, a dangerous left-handed hitter. And Drew Ludbauer is the man waiting on deck here. And Contreras will disengage to reset the pitch clock. Milligan at second after his RBI single, Miller at first. And Luis Contreras, another 2-2 to Malloy. And a breaking ball is popped up. Shallow left field, Monasterio calling for it. And he settles underneath it and makes the catch. And that brings the bottom of the sixth inning to a close. But the M-Braves do get a run on three hits. They strand two men. And as we head on to the seventh inning, it's Biloxi 2 and Mississippi 1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Start of the seventh inning, the Shuckers with a 2-1 lead over the Mississippi Braves now. Day is over for the southpaw Dylan Dodd. He'll give way to a new left-hander, the Sandro Santos, and to tell you all about him and take you through the seventh inning. He's a left-handed hitter, but a right-handed writer for some reason. It's Thomas Zinzarelli.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. As you said, top of the seventh inning. Rather strange, I should say. There's a few of us out there, though. 8-9-1, two up in the order. Yace and Koku kickstart against southpaw Lisandro Santos. A 24-year-old, he just turned 24 13 days ago on July 24th. And since his promotion to the Embrace, 1-0 record in his seventh appearance in seven innings before, walk two, struck out 10, has yet to allow a run, a whip of .57 as the southpaw comes in. The fastball 95 just outside. Koku, a switcher who's batting from the right side. Santos, 6'1", 227 pounds, and of Santiago in the Dominican Republic. And the 1-0 fastball's outside again. It's 2-0. 2-1 Shuckers. Embry's going to run back in the sixth. The Shuckers are hoping they can get one back here. And Koku, good start at his at-bat as a 2-0 is fouled. Off down the first base side. And pitch high and tight and in and out swing. First strike one. Koku grounded out to second and the third, then lined down to Milligan in center field. That was a well-struck baseball, so hopefully here now. Well, they come in threes. Maybe here is the hit for Koku. 2-1. There's a fastball high. 3-1. Well, Santos sent him on the mound where his front right foot, both of him and obviously rolled his are lefties, and he's got a closed off stance on the mounds pointing towards the first base dugout. 3-1's high and tight, ball four. Good velocity on the fastball, 95 miles an hour. Get it every single time, but unable to find the zone. That's the third walk of the season for Santos, now at 7+ innings. Leadoff man's on for the second straight inning. Just the second time today in the top of the seventh. Shuckers on top, 2-1. A win today, and then they win the series. Would just be their second six-game road victory of the season in terms of series. As a fastball up and away to Terrence Dawson for ball one, and now Hendrick Clementino is going to have a chat with his lefty and find out what's up. Well, for those just joining us, Shuckers scored first again. Sacrifice fly from Canavani in the top of the fourth inning, and then a Corey Ray double in the fifth that scored Terrence Dawson. Now Dawson 1-for-2 today, singled and scored in that fifth, struck out swinging in the third. Leadoff walk to Koku. As now Clementina takes a slow walk back behind home plate. Dawson with about a two-step lead off of first. Santos looks back his way. The 1-0 is high and in as Dawson turns the front right shoulder. It's 2-0. Always checking on some of the scorers in the Southern League here tonight.
mentioned coming in, the Embrays tied for first in the second half. 18-13 record with the Montgomery Biscuits, who've been surging as of late. Fastball just off the plate outside, 3-0 to Dawson. And the Embrays started off the second half 15-4. They have not, unfortunately, for Embrays fans. And Santos can't find the zone, 3-0, and a fastball misses away, ball four. He threw four fastballs and couldn't find the zone. A back-to-back walks issued, and trouble brewing for the Embrays. Runners on first and second at the top of the seventh, 2-1 Shuckers. At the top of the order is Corey Reyes, the batter. Mississippi is just 3-7 their last 10. Shuckers are 7-3. Biscuits 5-5. So Biloxi with the best record in the last 10 column in all the Southern League. Ray from the left side takes a fastball low below the knees for ball one. And Santos even took something off that time at 94. Biscuits right now on top of Pensacola, 7-4 in the bottom of the sixth inning. In which the Biscuits win, the Embrays lose. Montgomery has first place. And a 1-0 fastball high and in. 2-0. Some fans get a little restless here. 11 pitches, just one strike so far for Santos. 2-0. Inside with the fastball, 3-0. The command is all over the place, which again, he had two walks in seven innings. That's not the worst thing in the world. You're going to walk a guy here and there. Tonight, he's been all out of sorts. Ray should be taken all the way here. And a 3-0 he is, high and in ball four with a fastball. So Santos says walk, the bases loaded. Aaron, there is nobody warming up in the Embrays bullpen. This is its inning to have. As now Von Grissom, the shortstop, comes in for a few words of wisdom. As again, 13 pitches, just one strike, and out comes the pitching. So bases are loaded with nobody out, top of the seventh inning. Shucker is looking to open it up again as they lead 2-1. Let's continue on with the scoreboard in the Southern League. Now Birmingham and Chattanooga in the bottom of the fourth inning. A 5-run second by the Barons as a result of them in that 4-run cushion right now. Take a deeper dive into it. Chattanooga got their first run. Ailey De La Cruz stole third, a throwing error would then score him. But Joelki Cespedes homered. A solo blast is 12th, and the Craig Dinalo Grand Slam is 21st. Which coming into today, Joelki Cespedes currently the longest active streak in terms of the on-base streak in the Southern League. Well, now reaching today, it would be 23 straight games. Devaney had 25 earlier as the fastball runs outside to Andrew Monastero for ball one. So now Jake Higginbotham is getting tossing rather quickly in the left field bullpen. After Santos has walked the bases loaded, 1-0, and a fastball away. And 95, 2-0. A lot of fastballs here by Lisandro Santos, and nothing to show for. He is struggling on the mound right now. 15 pitches, just one strike, the 2-0. And Monastero taking, finds his own, and a big cheer from the home faithful. Koch is at third, Dawson at second, and Reyes at first. Three walks to kick off this seventh inning. Santos 2-1, and Monastero takes the fastball at the bottom of the zone at 95, 2-2. And that's the way to do it if you're Monastero. You saw one. Okay, see if he can do it again. Just one for 15 in terms of throwing strikes for his first 15 pitches. The 2-2. And Monastero takes in the dirt, a fastball that Clementina picks out of the dirt. On a one-hopper. Monasterio is hitless so far. His six-game hitting streak, nine-game on-base streak is in danger. Those are both the longest active streaks for the Shuckers right now. He's 0 for 3, two strikeouts and a flyout. 3-2. And Monasterio takes high ball four, and that's going to lead in a run. It's 3-1 Biloxi. Four straight walks for Santos. So the merry-go-round goes around one time. The bases are still loaded. Nobody out. 3-1 Biloxi. One run in. And here is the right fielder, Garrett Whitley, from the right side. Shucker is looking to do what they did in the ninth inning yesterday when they put the game out of reach, as Willie takes the fastball up and away for ball one. But the fact that it's all been self-inflicted wounds for the Braves just has to hurt a little bit more. We saw yesterday their bullpen ran dry. They end up throwing a position player, Logan Brown, for the last down in the ninth inning. 1-0. And a fastball is inside. Is at the belt. Too far in on Whitley, 2-0. So the Bows continue, just three strikes on 21 total pitches for Lisandro Santos. The 2-0. And Whitley taking all the way. Sees the fastball in the outer half. And he's in disagreement with Raul Moreno, saying that was outside.
That might have been a little bit of a give back call, because it did look like the 1-0 pitch was right around the hands and on the inner edge of the plate.
So Whitley back in the right side. He's called strike. And 96, 2-2. The sun setting a few minutes ago. The pink and blues out in left field and in center field. 2-2, and Whitley lunges and pops it foul behind the first base dugout. Now four rows back. And a fan comes away as they flash the baseball up to all those around them. Well, one run already in. And Willie today, who's 1 for 3, singled and scored in the fourth, struck out his other two times up against the lefty Dylan Dodd. 2-2. And Whitley takes a called third strike on the inside corner. Slaughter froze him, and Santos gets his first strikeout on the first down in the seventh inning.
Again, hard to fault Whitley there, trying to just wait out Santos. You take the strikeout, but when a guy hasn't shown that he can throw any strikes, make him put one over the plate.
Especially the slider. He's only thrown that a handful of times because he's been down in counts for the whole time. As Letts sends a high chopper out to shortstop. Grissom charging in. Goes second for one. Now a bat pick over to third. And, oh, Corey Ray walking the tightrope. His momentum almost took him off the bag, but they do get a run in. But the Braves also get it out. So the Shuckers avoid the double play. It's now 4-1 in the top of the seventh inning.
That's a little surprising, because even though Lutz is an outfielder, not the best speed down the line. So he must have just gotten a really great jump on that bouncer. And looking for an opportunity right there was Cowan.
6-4 on the putout. Drives in the second run of this inning. But still, if they're able to get Canavani here, that is not the worst thing in the world. Lisandro Santos and the Braves, who walked the first four batters. And again, had just one strike through his first 15 pitches. Two outs. He sends it high in the air. First pitch, shallow center field. Milligan, a late break, still charging and makes the catch on the run. And boy, he has had some problems in center field today. But he had to come a long way in at the last second to make the catch. But the Shuckers get two runs in the top of the seventh inning. As they double up their lead, it's now 4-1 Biloxi on the Braves at stretch time at Trustmark Park. This is the Biloxi Shuckers baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Biloxi as we enter the home half of the Mississippi. New pitcher of the ball game is the right-handed thrower, Nash Walters, in for Luis Contreras.
A 38th appearance of the year for Nash. 6-2 with a 5.18 ERA. That's misleading. He had an incredible month of July. 40 innings worth of work for Nash coming into tonight.
First pitch to Drew Lundbauer. A check swing. They appeal to third. He says he laid off for ball one.
25 runs, 23 earned on 41 hits. He's walked 13 and struck out 56. Opponents hitting 263 against the right-hander Walters.
Now Walters has Lundbauer, Stephens, and Delgado. A few big boppers in this lineup as the 1-0, a big whiff. Curveball in the dirt for a strike. It's 1-1. So big shift here. Monastero, the shortstop, playing just to the left of the second base bag. And Devaney, the third baseman, is playing right in the hole. A shortstop just in front of the outfield grass. As a fastball, 94 down and inside, misses for a ball, 2-1. Lundbauer today is 0-1, walked his last time up in the fifth inning, which was erased by a double play ball induced by Robert Gasser. Biloxi starter today. And 2-1, Lundbauer pulls on the ground on the right side. Koch in the hole, down to a knee. Steps up and throws to first. Put away Lundbauer for the first down. So one out, nobody on. Bottom seven, 4-1, Biloxi. Used two more runs after Lisandro Santos walked the bases loaded. The Shuckers did not have a hit in the seventh inning. Still able to plate those two runs. Right fielder Landon Stephens in his second double-A game. Singled in his first at-bat today, and the righty whiffs at a slider for strike one. Stephens then grounded into a 6-4-3 double play. Walters comes set for the belt from the stretch in the 0-1. There's a fastball off the plate outside for the big news today. For the Shuckers was the debut of Robert Gasser, acquired in the Josh Hader deal, making his Brewers organizational debut, but also his double-A debut. And Stevens skies it high in the air. Shallow right field. Whitley charges in. Camp Stoner makes the catch for the second out. Gasser today, his line, 5 innings, 2 hits, no runs, walked 2, and struck out 5. So pretty good for him and the former Cougar out of Houston. Of course, the same alma mater as Jim Nantz, who played golf there at Houston. Big Houston fan. Well, 2 outs, nobody on. First pitch, chopper off with the first base bag. Dillard fields and flings it to first. Walters covers, 3-1 on the putout on an awkward baseball hit off the backside of the first base bag. When Ash Walters comes in, cool, calm, and collective
Toss is a 1-2-3 bottom of the seventh inning. After seven, Biloxi carries a three-run cushion. 4-1 Shuckers. Biloxi Shuckers radio network as you step aside for 10 seconds for station identification.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way, and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60
kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60, because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove specializes in contractor's equipment. If you're working on a job and need a specific power tool, Milner can make your job easier. Milner even carries mini excavators, trenchers, light towers, compressors, pumps, and lifts. And that doesn't even scratch the surface on all the equipment Milner has to help contractors get the job done right and on time. Go by and see them today on Dito Road near Highway 49 Gulfport. Save time and money and get the job done right the first time.
Well, looky here, looky here, how, what do we have? Another pretty thing ready for me to grab. But little does she know that I'm a wolf and she's clubbing, cause at the end of the night...
Top of the eighth inning in Pearl Mist. Cynthia Shucker is on top of the Embraves. 4-1, new pitch of the ballgame, Jake Higginbotham. Face off against Thomas Dillard. With that, we send it back to Garrett Green to take you the rest of the way home tonight.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. So Dillard in. Switch hitter bats right against the lefty Higginbotham, who deals home, and this is lined to center. Coming on is Milligan. He's going to have to play it off of a hop. And it's a hit for Dillard, the second time he's been on base tonight. Off the end of the bat or not, the leadoff man is on for Biloxi, and it brings up Brent Diaz. Well, for Higginbotham, this is his 37th appearance of the year. 2-5, a 4.97 ERA. Six holds this year, two saves and four chances. This does not count as one. 38 innings, now 46 runs. Six of them, check that, five of them have been homers. 24 runs, 21 earned. He has walked 13 and struck out 39. So Dillard off of first, and the first pitch to Diaz is a spinner outside for a ball. It is 1-0. So the Shuckers striking for a run in the fourth inning on a sack fly by Cam Devaney, and adding on another in the fifth on an RBI double by Corey Ray. They took a 2-0 lead. Field dropping fast and down. And so after Diaz was robbed of a hit his last time, he dumps this one into left, and Dillard aggressively advancing to second, and trailing him is Diaz as the Shuckers get aggressive on Malloy in left, and it turns into a hustle double for Brent, and Dillard is in at third.
Yeah, you can see just out of the corner of his eyes in Thomas Dillard, he saw that Malloy was kind of casually going to the baseball, and right before he got to second base, turned on the afterburners, and then the throw is offline. Maybe a throw more online able to get Dillard, but still a heads-up play, and now two men in scoring position with nobody out here in the eighth inning.
So big for the Shuckers, who currently lead it 4-1. The scoreboard says 5-1. Shuckers haven't played in a run yet here in the eighth. And the offer to Coca swung on and missed a breaking ball for his strike. It is 0-1. But maybe a sign of things to come.
Yeah.
Now, Biloxi got two in the seventh.
Seeing the future, maybe, I think, is what it is. Biloxi, fly ball here.
Now, Biloxi would take it any way they could get it. 0-1. And Coca, there is a fly ball. Deep left center field. Tracking back Milligan. Gets to his spot. He'll make the catch. Dillard is going to race in to score, and sliding in safely at third is Diaz. So there is the run for Biloxi, a sack fly for Jason Coca, 15th RBI of the year, and Biloxi has their 5-1 lead that the scoreboard gave them.
I think it's kind of like one of those things you're watching a football game on a stream or a baseball game, and then someone who's got the cable, they're about a pitch in front sometimes. That's what it kind of felt like there. So the scorekeeper, they didn't have to do anything for the big board here in the ballpark.
No hit on the play either as the offer right in there for a strike to Dostin. It is 0-1. So aggressive base running by the Shuckers leads to another run as they now move in front four. By the way, they have given Bryn Diaz a single on that ball. The 0-1. Dostin was late in this lefty-lefty matchup. It's 0-2. And that does make sense. Even with Malloy not hustling to get to that ball, if his throw went to second instead of 30, it likely gets Diaz. Set in the 0-2. Is high and inside. The count of ball and two strikes to Dostin. One gone. Man on third is Diaz. Shuckers leading it 5-1. Now Thomas gave you a look at the Southern League scoreboard. Take a look around the Brewers affiliated system and some moves today in the Brewers system. Next offer in Dostin. Weekly grounds this one to second. It's picked up by Cowan, who is pinched in. And after a look back to Diaz at third, a short overhand toss to first. 4-3. Dostin is retired. Two gone, and the lineup turns back over to Corey Ray. Well, some exciting news. The right-hander Logan Henderson, who was obviously a top-round pick by the Brewers in 2021, he had non-Tommy John-related surgery on his right arm back in March. He was assigned to minor league rehab with the Arizona Complex League Brewers. First offer in Ray swings and misses for a strike. It's 0-1. Ernesto Martinez, the 6'6" first baseman, also assigned to rehab in the ACL. Well, that is the good news today. 0-1. And Ray takes outside with a changeup, 1-1. The bad news, the left-hander Russell Smith for Wisconsin, second-round tall left-hander out of TCU last year, placed on the IL. The 1-1. And Ray takes inside, 2-1. Along with Ethan Murray, who had been having a very good year with Wisconsin. So that's two blows right there. No report on what the injuries are. And then a sad note, the right-hander Alec Bettinger released today by Milwaukee. 2-1, and Ray fouls it back 2-2. Alec had an incredible 2019 season with Biloxi. As a matter of fact, he is second in strikeouts, trailing only Bowden Francis, who had a couple more than him in 2019. As this is bounced coming on the pitcher, it's picked up, and an underhand toss by Higginbotham will retire Ray at first. But the Shuckers add on another here in the eighth inning, thanks to a sack fly by Yason Coca. And as we move on to the bottom of the eighth, the Shuckers now have a 5-1 lead over the Embraves on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media, from news and highlights to game day promotions. Follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Same old
Last of the eighth inning, the Shuckers now with a 5-1 lead over the Mississippi. Back out for the eighth inning, he'll get Clementina, Cowan, and Milligan as the 3-2 up here for the Embraves. Pretty quick and efficient 1-2-3. Bottom of the seventh inning for Walters. Needed just 8 pitches to retire the side. Got a pair of ground outs and a flyout. So the catcher, Clementina, stands in. And Walters, the first offer, is low and outside with the power slider. It's 1-0. It is still a pretty full house here at Trustmark Park. Of course, the early attraction was the replica World Series ring giveaway that they had to the first 1,000 fans. As the set and the 1-0. And this is lined into deep right field. But an easy jog back and an easy enough catch by Whitley over his shoulder. So line out the opposite way. One gone and Jordan Cowan the batter. But now the faithful sticking around for postgame fireworks tonight. And a reminder, there are 3 postgame fireworks shows coming up the rest of the season when we're back at MGM Park, including this coming Friday night when it is also Mississippi State night. We're doing a Mississippi State and Shuckers branded t-shirt giveaway to the first 500 fans. Cowan from the left side, Walters deals. And a curveball's outside, 1-0. But be sure to go to BiloxiShuckers.com right now to get your tickets. Walters, the 1-ball pitch. And that's high. 2 balls and no strikes. By the way, one quick correction, and as soon as it left my mouth, I knew I was incorrect. Alec Bettinger, the single-season strikeout leader in Shuckers franchise history. He struck out 157 in 2019. 2-0 and a slider just downstairs. That was a really good one. He's 0-2 today. Bowden Francis joined the Shuckers after he made a couple of starts at high A that year. As the 3-0 is way outside, ball 4. So a 4-pitch walk to Cowan, uncharacteristic for Nash. First walk for him today. Just the 3rd overall for Shuckers pitching. And the lineup turns over to Cody Milligan. By the way, the other names on that list, Aaron Wilkerson with 143 in 2017. Jorge Lopez, the year that he won the Southern League Pitcher of the Year and the Brewers Minor League Pitcher of the Year, struck out 137, and Brandon Woodruff struck out 124 in 2016.
Wow.
First offer on the way to Milligan. And there is a breaking ball at the knees for a strike, 0-1.
Two big names.
But worth mentioning, though, that Woodruff did not begin the season with the Shuckers. Spent a little bit of time at high A. Walters, 1-strike pitch. A wave and a miss at an elevated fastball at 94. It's 0-2. Bettinger released by the Brewers organization today. Did pitch in a couple of games in Milwaukee. 0-2 is down low, and Diaz is quick to jump out after it dribbles away from him. And it stays in front. It's a ball and 2 strikes to Milligan. Shuckers leading it 5-1 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. As for scores from around the Brewers affiliated system today, check in with AAA Nashville today, taking on the Norfolk Tides. Much closer game today than it has been over the last couple. Currently Nashville with a 2-1 lead over Norfolk. That game is in the top of the ninth inning. Joey Weimer with an RBI double in the second inning, driving in Garrett Mitchell to make it 1-0 in favor of the Sounds. Walters, the 1-2, and Milligan strikes out, swinging on a slider down in the dirt. Out number 2 in the 8th. That brings up Jalen Miller. Kyle Stowers tied game for the Tides in the 3rd with a ground rule double. And then this one just reads exactly right. Here's exactly what it says. Top of the 6th inning, Garrett Mitchell reaches on a fielding error by shortstop Gunnar Henderson. One guess who scored?
Bryce Terang.
There's your answer. As a slider is in tight for a ball, it's 1-0.
We saw a lot of errors forced this season when Garrett Mitchell was hustling down the line. I mean, he almost beat out a few ground balls on the right side of the infield. That just tells you how much.
A 1-0. And a weave and a miss late on a fastball outer edge at 93. And it's 1-1 now to Miller. Well, by the way, Sal Frelick today, 0 for 5.
Wow.
1-2. And that's pop foul. So after he has just grounded out to Jordan Westberg, former Mississippi State Bulldog.
Yeah.
Sal 0 for 5, so he's hitting just .375 at AAA. Two gone, man on first, and Walters the 1-2. And a swing and a miss on a slider down in the dirt. Miller won't even try and run to first. Diaz will follow and apply the tag. It's two strikeouts in the inning for Walters as he throws a second consecutive scoreless inning. Sends us on to the ninth. Biloxi with a 5-1 lead over the Embrys. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town in D'Iberville and Biloxi. BJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? BJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit BJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get.
Start of the ninth inning, 5-1 Shuckers as Andrew Monasterio takes the first pitch, breaking ball for a strike from the left-hander Jake Higginbotham to kick it off in the ninth. It is 0-1 to the Shuckers shortstop. Monasterio, Whitley, Lutz here 3-0 for Biloxi here in the top of the ninth. 0-1 fouled right back, it's 0-2. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Biloxi. 1 run, 5 hits, no errors for the Embraves. Two stories tonight. One, the Shuckers have done a great job at generating runs. And no homers in the game tonight for Biloxi. 0-2 is high. The count is 1-2. And quickly surveying just 2 extra base hits of those 8 tonight. Double by Cam Devaney in the second and an RBI double by Corey Ray. 1-2 is high and outside. Otherwise, the Shuckers have scored runs on 2 sack flies, a walk, and a fielder's choice. So that is one storyline for Biloxi tonight. 2-2 from Higginbotham, and Monasterio pounds it into the ground, charging on the shortstop, but still a strong enough arm to retire Monasterio by a step or two. 6-3 on the ground out. One gone, and Garrett Whitley the bat. The other was the much-anticipated debut of the left-hander Robert Gasser, acquired in the Josh Hader deal back on Monday, and in his first appearance at AA and in the Brewers organization, he was spectacular. 5 innings, 2 hits, they were both singles, no runs, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. As the first offer to Whitley bends inside, it's 1-0.
That's what I think. It's just so impressive as well when, you know, you get traded for somebody in a big-name deal like Josh Hader.
1-0 at the knees.
I always think, you know, to be that guy, there's got to be a little bit of extra pressure as well. Granted, he was one of, 4 pieces
Yes.
They were in that deal.
But, you know, when you look at it now, as we have a ball that's come into the field to play off the berm. But as you look at it now, so Taylor Rogers was one of the pieces. That's kind of the one-for-one swap for a major leaguer, but he is a free agent after this year. Then, obviously, Denelson Lamet, DFA, claimed by the Rockies. 1-1 is high and outside, 2-1. The other piece is Esturi Ruiz, who is an exciting prospect at AAA, no doubt about it, but he's an outfielder, and there are three other pretty good outfield prospects at AAA right now. 2-1 is hit a mile in the air left field, coming on Malloy, settling underneath it, and he reaches up over his cap and makes the grab, and Whitley is retired. Two outs in the top of the ninth with the Checkers leading 5-1. So really, when you take a look at it, and this is going to be the way it will be perceived, Gasser is the piece that the Brewers ended up getting back in the Josh Hader deal. And that is an immense amount of pressure. He delivered in a big way tonight, especially in front of one of the bigger Saturday road crowds that you're going to have here in Pearl this season. For ball, it is 1-0. So really impressive stuff out of the young left-hander. Set down the 1-0. And that is at the knees for a strike. It's 1-1. Five innings from him, and then one inning out of Luis Contreras, in which he did give up a run, but stranded the tying run at second. 1-1, Lutz thought about it and holds off on a slider that finishes low. And the count is now 2-1 to Lutz. Nash Walters, two scoreless innings so far. And with two outs, no one is warming right now in Biloxi's bullpen. As the next offer is in tight, it's 3-1. Hard to see, though, if...
And Zach Panera warming last inning. Don't know if he's still planning on coming in or not.
He is the closest man to the gate out of the bullpen. So he might just be ready. 3-1, and high outer half for a strike. And so the count has run full of Lutz. So he might just be loose and ready to go. Two gone and the base is empty. Checkers leading 5-1 here in the ninth. And the 3-2. And Tristan hits it the opposite way. Coming on and reaching off to his left side is Stevens. Now Lutz went the other way twice today. And that time just a little too much air underneath it. It's a 1-2-3 ninth inning. Indeed, it'll be Zach Venero coming on for the ninth inning for Biloxi. Checkers leading it 5-1 and looking to close out a victory that would seal up a series win for them. Come back on the other side on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Checkers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Checkers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Checkers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Home half of the ninth inning, Checkers carrying a 5-1 lead as we go that way. And Biloxi will turn to the right-handed closer, Zach Venero, here in the ninth.
And Venero this season with Biloxi 4-2 record, his 35th appearance, 3.16 ERA, he's got 9 saves on the season.
First offer, fastball, low and outside.
37 innings tossed by the right-hander, 17 walks and 41 strikeouts.
Another count to Vaughn Grissom as the pitch. Way outside, overcooked a fastball, 2 balls and no strikes. As you said, not a save situation here, but nonetheless, Venero scheduled to pitch today and called upon him. This is the kind of versatility Biloxi has throughout their bullpen now, especially after they only had to bridge with one reliever yesterday. 2-0, and a slider hit on the ground. Devaney dives, it's passed it out into third. And as his second hit of the night. So a leadoff single brings up Justin Henry Molloy.
Well, just to start, the Embrys want it. Venero falls behind 2-0. And then Grissom gets a pitch he can hit. And a good effort by Devaney at third. Still trying to get some of the dirt out of his jersey front, but leadoff man on.
So nobody gone, a man on, and it's Molloy. Then a first pitch sinker misses a little low and outside. It is 1-0. Molloy so far today 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. The next pitch, and Venero picking at the low outside corner. He just can't find it. 2 balls and no strikes to Molloy. Shuckers scored 1 in the 4th and 1 in the 5th. In Braves, their lone run was in the bottom of the 6th. The 2-0. And a fastball low and outside. 3 balls and no strikes. Drew Lugbauer waiting on deck. Venero, the 3-0. And a fastball's right over the heart of the plate, just above the knees for a strike. 3-1. Venero's 3-1 pitch. And a slider. He got him out in front. Well, Molloy was all dialed up for a fastball at the bottom of the zone, and instead, Venero snapped off a slider. The count has run full. Zach, the 3-2 pitch, a slider outside, and it gets away from Diaz, but a hard enough ricochet. There will be no wild pitch because it's a walk to Molloy. So the first two men have reached. First walk by Venero. Diaz will go out now. So again, not a save situation here with the Shuckers leading by 4. But certainly one where you don't want to give Mississippi any kind of momentum here in this bottom of the 9th inning.
Especially with Lugbauer coming up as well. He homered yesterday. You think one swing of the barrel, he can do all the damage that the Embrys would need to come back in this game. You'll trade outs right now for anything because you have the 4-run lead. If it means both runners advancing or runners scoring, it doesn't matter. You just get the outs, as many as you can get.
Outs are your friend right now. The set and the first offer to Lugbauer. And a backdoor slider just off the outside edge for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, this season against Venero, Lugbauer is 1-for-5 with a single and 2 strikeouts. The 1-0. A whiff and a miss. Fastball outer edge. The count is now 1-1. Last season, Lugbauer was 2-for-6 off of Venero with a home run and 3 RBIs. He did strike out twice as well. The righty's 1-1. Is low and away, and it gets away from Diaz. Now, it looked like Brent was expecting something different, and it's a wild pitch. So Grissom moves down to third, and Molloy to second. That eliminates the opportunity for a potential double play. Now Venero in a little bit of hot water here. So Grissom at third, Molloy at second. And they have ruled that as a passed ball on Diaz. set and the 2-1. And low with the sinker. It's three balls and one strike to Lugbauer. And with that, it looks like Cam Robinson had a catch in Biloxi's bullpen. The set and the 3-1. And Lugbauer checks his swing on a called strike. A very late strike call by Raul Moreno as Lugbauer had cast the bat aside and was on his way to first. And Lugbauer smartly points at his chest and says to Moreno, "That one's on me." Umpires never like you to show them up. It was quite the bat flip on the walk that Lugbauer thought he had. Instead, it was a strike and the count is full. Venero, the 3-2. And a check swing slider inside and a call down to third. James Jean says no swing. And the bases are loaded. So a single and two walks has loaded up the bases. And it brings up Landon Stevens, who again, his nickname in High A Rome this year was Long Ball Landon because he had 19 home runs, and Nick Childs is going to make the methodical walk out to the mound. Always love that about Nick. He is never in any hurry to get out there. Maybe to get from the dugout to the foul line. Not much than that.
And once the clock starts on the first baseline, so you got a little pep in your step.
Just a quick conversation out there. And again, if you're Venero in this situation, you're just looking for any kind of out that you can get. And the only thing that ties the game at this point is a home run. So the bases loaded and nobody out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers still with a 5-1 lead. But Zach Venero is in a hot kettle right now. And he's got Landon Stevens coming to hit. Meeting on the mound is over. Everybody back out to their positions. And Venero gets ready to deal. And here's the first pitch to Stevens. And a fastball splits the outer half about thigh high for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Stevens had a single back in the second inning. He hit into a 6-4-3 double play in the fifth and popped out to shallow right back in the seventh. Venero's 0-1, and another fastball comes in for a strike. That was about thigh high again, right over the heart of the plate. And it's 0-2 to the right fielder. So Venero ahead in the count. We'll see if he maybe goes with something away to see if he can get him to chase. The 0-2 pitch, and it is a slider away, and Diaz stretches out and ends up on his belly on a big sweeping slider.
He's just making sure, one in doubt, go all out pretty much that time.
A very good runner at third in Grissom. Malloy at second, Lugbauer at first. 5-1 Shuckers, nobody gone in the ninth with the bases loaded. The 1-2 is low. Another slider. That one had a lot more downward movement than vertical. Excuse me, than horizontal. That's not the way that that works. Downward is vertical. So the count evens up at 2-2 to Stevens. Riley Delgado on deck. Venero sets, and the 2-2 is bounced on the ground to third. Devaney to second for one. Coca throws to first. It is not in time. Run scores, but the Shuckers do get an out. It's 5-2. And Venero, a pump of his fist, as again, that massively changes the complexion of this inning. As the Shuckers get an out, Grissom scores on the RBI fielder's choice by Stevens, and it is his first double-A RBI. So Malloy to third. Lugbauer is out, 5-4. And more than anything, also a good job by Dillard to pick it. As the first offer comes in, and it bounces off of the glove of Diaz. Racing in to score is Malloy. And it's 5-3 now in Braves. And that's going to likely go down as the second pass ball of the inning for Brent Diaz.
Now pitch high and in. Just nicks off the glove of Diaz, and that one goes down as a wild pitch.
Wow, I would argue you should flip those calls. And the offer misses high and in. Two balls and no strikes to Riley Delgado. So a wild pitch lets the run score. Stevens moves to second. 5-3 Biloxi in the bottom of the ninth. Venero will look to second and the 2-0. And a slider is low. As Zach calls for time, and he's going to fix his landing spot on the mound as he kind of fell awkwardly, but it's three balls and no strikes to Delgado.
Now, Nash Walters had a similar problem when he a four-pitch walk he issued to Jordan Cowan. The last one, remember, sailed to the backstop, and he was fixing that landing point as well.
Well, looks like Robinson is ready if the Shuckers need it. Venero sets, and the right-hander, the 3-0, is inside with a sinker, ball four. And so the tying run is on base, and that is going to be the end of the night for Zach Venero. A frustrating evening for the tall right-hander as Mike Guerrero has come out. The Shuckers will go to their bullpen, and they will bring in the minor league leader in saves. We'll introduce you to Cam Robinson on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor Game Day Experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Shuckers with a 5-3 lead. It was 5-1 as we headed to the bottom of the ninth. Runners on first and second and one gone. And so Biloxi will bring in their closer, the right-hander Cam Robinson, in the ninth.
Yeah, Robinson, no record this season with Biloxi. It's his ninth appearance since being promoted from Iowa, Wisconsin. Even 2 ERA right on the dot. He's finished 5 games, 2 saves, and 9 innings. He's a struck out 8 and walked 4 with a 1.11.
So it'll be Hendrick Clementina with Stevens at set. Robinson's first pitch. And a fastball misses outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Clementina 1-for-3 tonight. He doubled out to right back in the sixth and scored a run. Since then, he has lined out to right field. Set down the 1-0. And a fastball's right at the knees at 94 for a strike. It is 1-1. Ray is playing exceptionally deep out in center field. He's maybe only about 7 to 10 paces in front of the warning track out in center. Robinson, the 1-1. And a fastball is fouled off, 95. And the count is 1-2. You can understand why Shuckers don't want anything to get over Ray's head, because the tying run is at first base. So you'd be willing to let something land in front of you and maybe let Steven score from second to prevent that runner from scoring from first. Robinson at the belt. And the righty will spin and look back to second. First disengagement for Cam. The right fielder, Whitley, is pretty much straight away and relatively deep as well. Dalston, obviously, very deep out in left and straight away. So a lot of room to the gap out in left field right now. The set down, though, 1-2. And a slider is high and away. And so the count evens up at 2-2 to Clementina. Jordan Cowan waiting on deck. Again, the Shuckers had a 5-1 lead coming to this bottom of the ninth inning. A single by Grisham, a walk to Malloy, a walk to Lugbauer. A wild pitch and a fielder's choice, scoring two runs. The 2-2 is hit in the air, shallow right field. Dillard is backing up for it. Coca calls for it, and an infield fly rule is ruled by Macon Hammond. So the out would have been Rekorka hauls it in, and a big second out for the Shuckers here.
Now, don't bring up infield fly rule with Braves fans. Yeah, that is the call that time, and Coke and Dillard both going out, and all it has to be is a catchable ball by an infielder. Doesn't matter if it's on the infield or the outfield.
So two gone, and Jordan Cowan the batter. Shuckers leading 5-3 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Cam Robinson looking for his third save with the Shuckers. The right-hander sets. And the first pitch is a fastball, little high, maybe off the plate, 1-0. Cowan so far today is 0-2. He popped out to second, back in the third, fouled out behind home plate in the sixth, and he walked his last time up an inning ago in the eighth. Lone walk issued by Nash Walters. Robinson's 1-0. And a fastball again, that looked really good. Somewhere between the belt and the letters, but just off the plate at 94. A cutting fastball, and the count is 2-0. Right-handed hurler and Robinson, left-handed batter in Cowan. Slightly open stance, hands down near his chest, now brings him over the shoulder as the 2-0 is skipped the other way. Backing up on Intervani, he'll go to second, and Konka is at the base, and Cam Robinson continues to roll as the Shuckers closer. Comes in with a tying run at first and gets the two outs he needs to lock down his third save at Double A and his minor league leading 22nd of the year. It was a little closer than Biloxi would have liked, but the Shuckers get a 5-3 win over the Mississippi Braves and a win for Robert Gasser in his Double A debut with Biloxi. When we come back, it's the postgame show. Put a bow on this one and get you all set for tomorrow as the Shuckers have a series win under their belt and they'll look for their fifth win over the M-Braves. We'll have all that for you coming up on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just 7 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, welcome back to Trustmark Park. Shuckers 5-3 winners today over the Mississippi Braves. Shuckers have won four of in Pearl. That means they have won the series over the M Braves. And with that, Biloxi moves within two games of Mississippi. A big series for the Shuckers. We said it all along coming into this series, and they have come away with a victory. Now an opportunity coming up tomorrow to take 5 of 6. Before we get into that, though, let's take a look back at this one. And for the Shuckers, you know, with the first inning, the way it went, didn't look great. The left-hander Dylan Dodd needed just 10 pitches, 9 of them strikes, to strike out the side in the first inning. However, Robert Gasser, in his Double-A debut, he struck out the first batter he faced, walked a batter, and then got a pickoff and a flyout to face just 3 in the bottom of the first. Shuckers would finally break the deadlock in the fourth. Garrett Whitley had a one-out opposite field single, and then Tristan Lutz a bouncing ball up the middle that split between Grissom and Cowan, but mid on the edges with just one gone, and Cam Devaney delivered a sacrifice fly to give Biloxi a 1-0 lead. In the bottom of the fourth inning, the left-hander Gasser gave up a single, but then a strikeout of Molloy, his 5th strikeout of the night, and batter's interference for the second consecutive day for Molloy ended up being the last out. And then in the 5th, Gasser a leadoff walk to Drew Lugbauer, but then he got a 6-4-3 double play and a fly out to left. It was 5 scoreless innings for Robert Gasser tonight in his Double-A debut. Corey Ray added on another run in the top of the 5th after a Terrence Dawson single. Ray doubled out to left. That made it 2-0 Biloxi. A run did score in the bottom of the 6th inning for the M Braves. A leadoff double by Clementina. He would score on a single by Milligan. And then another single by Jalen Miller put the tying run at second. But an immense amount of credit to Luis Contreras as he got a line out by Vaughn Grissom and a pop out by Justin Henry Molloy to keep the Shuckers in front 2-1. Biloxi would reply in the top of the 7th. But mostly it was because of the wildness of Lisandro Santos, who walked the first 4 batters that he faced. He threw a grand total of 2 strikes in the first 18 pitchers. We get another run on an RBI fielder's choice by Tristan Lutz. That made it 4-1, and they tagged on another in the 8th, thanks to a sack fly by Jason Coca. Those runs ended up being big because in the bottom of the 9th inning, Vaughn Grissom led off with a single. Justin Henry Molloy then drew a walk. And a walk to Drew Lugbauer loaded up the bases. Landon Stevens hit a ball to short that, or the third that was fielded by Vaney. Shuckers did get a run at second base, or got a runner at second base for the first out as a run scored. And then a wild pitch brought in another run. That was when Biloxi went to the bullpen. They brought on Cam Robinson. He got Hendrick Clementina to fly out to second. And then a fielder's choice on a very nice play by Cam Devaney. I got the last out of the game. Shuckers 5-3 winners tonight. When we come back, we'll take a look around scores from around the Southern League as well as the Brewers-affiliated system, and we'll get you all set for tomorrow's series finale. All of that as the postgame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and Creation Upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Well, welcome back to Trustmark Park. The Biloxi Shuckers come away with a 5-3 victory of the Mississippi Braves tonight, but we were not the only action in the Southern League as the fireworks get going here in Mississippi. And just as soon as we get the windows shut, for a look around the Southern League scoreboard, here is Thomas Zenzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. Yes, I got to avoid the fireworks as well. And there are some fireworks going on across the entire Southern League, literally with some of the offense displays that are going on tonight. We are the first game done, so all three other games are still in action. We're going to save the best for last, though. We're going to start in Rocket City, top of the seventh inning. A little bit of rain, so that delayed the game a little bit, but not too long. Smokies on top, 3-1. Luis Vasquez, solo home run, got them on the board first in the top of the third. A wild pitch by Ben Brown scores Zach Humphries for Rocket City, tied at one apiece, and then a Bryce Ball, 2 RBI single in the top of the sixth. 3-1 is your score there. Really, not much offense in this game, so this is on the lower end of the spectrum. But again, 3-1, Smokies on top. We then move on to Birmingham, and where things really start to get crazy. Talked about on the broadcast how Chattanooga just stole third base, then advances home on a throwing error by the catcher, Evan Skaug. And then we talked about how Joelki Cespedes hit his 12th home run, a solo blast to extend his on-base streak to 23 games. But Craig Dietl hit the grand slam then. So it was 5-1 last time we recapped it. Well, there are a couple zeros tossed up, but we skip forward to the top of the sixth inning. A 7-run inning by Chattanooga. 2 RBI double from Ivan Johnson. There was a single. RBI ground out. Ellie De La Cruz home run in the inning. And then that was the go-ahead home run, actually. McLean RBI ground out tied the game at 5. A 2-run blast by De La Cruz is 4th. The Cincinnati Reds' number one prospect in their system. T.J. Hopkins, go-ahead, or just another RBI double, made it 8-5 after the go-ahead home run from De La Cruz. Evan Skaug get a 2-run shot in the bottom of the sixth inning. So we're in the top of the seventh right now after that just wild sixth inning where we saw 9 runs scored between both sides out of the total 15. So still plenty of ball game left there up at Regents Field. And then one of the crazier ones tonight as well. 8-7 Biscuits on top at the bottom of the 10th. Wow. And they have hit extras. Biscuits jumped out to a lead early, bombed the first inning. Oslavis Basabi, RBI double. But Greg Jones having a good series so far. I'll have to get the numbers on him. But we talked a little bit about him the last two nights. He had an RBI double, made it 2-0. And then with all the powers, you know, the slugging hitters that we have on both sides, it's been really the island of misfit toys. J.D. Osborne homered. Tyler Frank homered for Montgomery the second straight night he has. He's got 2 home runs on the season, and both of them coming against Pensacola the last two nights. But then we will skip forward. Montgomery had a lead 7-4 after 6 innings of play. Pensacola gets two in the top of the seventh, the fielder's choice, and then an RBI on a double play ball. But Bubba Hollins hit his second home run of the season, which, if I'm not mistaken, the only other one by Bubba Hollins was he hit against Biloxi back in Pensacola at the beginning of June. So Bubba Hollins making his home runs known. And then Ronnie Simon, RBI double, made it 8-7 biscuits in the bottom of the 10th. They are still playoff, excuse me. A walk-off double from Ronnie Simon, 8-7 biscuits winners over the Blue Wahoos.
All right, yeah, that is crazy. And so with that win by Montgomery and now the loss by the Embraves, Montgomery moves into first place in the second half South Division standings. So the Shuckers are two games back in Mississippi now, but they are now three games back still of the Biscuits. The good news, the Shuckers have one more series against Montgomery. They're going to have to go to Riverwalk Stadium, where they have had some difficulties this year, but they're going to have a chance against the Biscuits for sure. As for scores from around the Southern League, or around the Brewers organization, thanks for those Southern League scores, Thomas. Here is a look at your scores from around the Brewers system. Do you want to start high or low tonight?
We'll start in low A. Strong.
We will start in low A with Carolina, where the Mudcats get a 9-3 win over Kannapolis today. A big win over the Cannonballers. Two home runs in the ballgame by the new center fielder that was brought up to replace Jackson Turio after he got the push-up. It is Jace Avion, who was a 14th-round pick by the Brewers in 2021 out of Spanish Springs High School. And how do you like this? Playing in his first game with Carolina tonight, he goes 2-for-4 with two home runs, three RBIs, and two runs scored. So welcome to it, young man. Edbert Perez had a double in the game tonight, drove in a couple, part of a two-hit night for him. And then Jesus Chirinos also had a double in the game tonight. But the real story for that is Avion, who drove in three in the ballgame tonight and hit two home runs as the Cannonballers get a big 9-3, or excuse me, as the Mudcats get a 9-3 win. As for High A Wisconsin, they are in the bottom of the ninth inning right now against Quad Cities. They have a 3-2 lead over the River Bandits, trying to hold on for this one. Quad Cities third inning, but then Jace Acosta with an RBI ground out that drove in a run, and Antonio Pinheiro with a 2-RBI single in the sixth inning. That was it, a 3-run sixth for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers tonight. In the ballgame, Joe Gray Jr., 1-for-5 with a run scored. Also, Xavier Warren continues his great hitting, 1-for-3 today with two walks and a run scored. And as we said, Pinheiro, a multi-hit game. On the mound today, really, remember, they were a TBD for who was going to be the starter tonight, and it ends up being Zach Mort, who is on the mound today for Wisconsin. Mort had made four previous starts this year. He turns in a great one, 6 innings, 2 runs, 4 hits, no walks, and 5 strikeouts for the right-hander, as James Meeker is now trying to close things out. And it looks like he just has, as he throws a 1-2-3, bottom of the ninth inning. Meeker gets the save as Wisconsin, there are 2 outs in the inning now, so they are still 1 out away.
Well, maybe you're foreshadowing like we did before, where the run was on the board and then the Shuckers got one. So
I am hoping so. I am hoping so. Meanwhile, not great juju. A 2-run bottom of the ninth inning. Norfolk comes back and beats Nashville tonight by a final score of 3-2. Joey Weimer had an RBI double in the second inning of that game. Kyle Stowers tied it with a ground rule double in the third. And then Garrett Mitchell had driven in. He had brought home the go-ahead run in the top of the sixth when he reached on a fielding error by Gunnar Henderson that led Bryce Terang score. And this was the all-rehab team tonight for Nashville. Adrian Hauser on Major League Rehab, 2 scoreless innings. Justin Topa allowed just the run in his 1 inning of work on Major League Rehab. Matt Hardy, not on Major League Rehab, 1 scoreless inning tonight. He's got a 2-1-0 ERA at Triple A now. Jake Cousins, an inning of scoreless hitless relief on Major League Rehab as he strikes out 2. Luis Perdomo, 1 inning, no runs allowed. But then a loss and the blown save as he gives up 2 runs in the bottom of the ninth. And Nashville ends up falling to Norfolk by a final score of 3-2. And at the big league level, the Brewers, they're honoring the 1982 Brewers, the 40-year anniversary of, I think they're, what was it, Harvey's Wallbangers was the name for them.
Yeah.
Back in the 1980s. Right now, for the Milwaukee Brewers, they are taking on the Cincinnati Reds at home. Brewers currently trailing 6-3, despite a two-run homer by Keston Hira, his ninth of the year, and a solo home run by Andrew McCutchen in that one. But unfortunately, the Brewers trailing right now in that game at American Family Field after they got a big win yesterday, currently trailing 6-3. That game is in the bottom of the seventh. And we'll give you an update as the Atlanta Braves played a day-night doubleheader against the Mets today. Mets win game number 1-8-5, a three-run top of the ninth. Not enough as Edwin Diaz gets his 25th save of the year. And the Mets currently lead it 6-1 in the top of the ninth inning. What else would be the story out of this one other than Max Scherzer, who has come back from the IL and has been dominant for the Mets? Scherzer tonight, 7 innings, 4 hits, no runs, no walks, 11 strikeouts.
Oof.
He's got a 1.98 ERA this season. So those are your final looks at those scores. All right, final numbers from our game tonight. For the Shuckers, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They leave 8 men on base. For Mississippi, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They left 6 men on base. Interestingly enough, Shuckers go 0-8 with men in scoring position tonight and come away with the victory. The winning pitcher is Robert Gasser. In his Double-A debut, he gets his first Double-A win. He's 1-0. The loss goes to Dylan Dott. He drops to 0-2. And Cam Robinson gets his third Double-A save. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 40 minutes in front of a crowd of 5,085 on a 78-degree, partly cloudy night here in Mississippi. With the win, the Shuckers are a game above 500, and as they're now 50-49, and they're back to 500 on the second half at 16-16. They're 3 games back of the now first-place Montgomery Biscuits, but just 2 games back of these Mississippi Braves, who are now 47-54 and 18-14. In the Southern League second half. Next up, it is a quick turnaround as we're right back here for a 2.05 p.m. first pitch to round out the series tomorrow. For the Shuckers, they'll send the right-hander Victor Castaneda to the mound. The M Braves were scheduled to send Tanner Gordon, but because he pitched on Wednesday, he's not available to turn around, so it will likely be a bullpen game for the Mississippi Braves coming up tomorrow. Again, first pitch at 2:05, so we're on the air for you at 1:45 tomorrow from right here at Trustmark Park. Well, a big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella for all of his hard work this evening, play-by-play, color commentator, broadcast coordinator, and social media. Thomas, thank you as always for all of your hard work.
Well, thank you, Garrett.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Saturday evening. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the whole game, we're thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at Trustmark Park. Your final score, the Biloxi Shuckers 5 and the Mississippi Braves 3. Back at it again for the series finale tomorrow afternoon at 2.05 p.m. Until then, good night from Pearl, Mississippi.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
AM Gulfport, 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Big girls don't.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
We're cruising WGCM on your desktop or laptop at WGCMAM.com. And you can download the app for your smartphone at the same place on your radio.